Hey, Neil says right
what?
Away he had nothing to do with that.
Oh, thing. He isn't? Okay, well, if he denies it, it's fine.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to take a dump when you're standing up, Yeldy.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well,
as you saw me taking a leak there, but you know,
I did.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, no, but I had actually left, and then.
No, you hadn't left. You were standing right there. But well, I thought, you know, that's interesting.
What, you
and
were
wait,
behind
and
me?
And wait, and by the way, you're off the hook because wait till you hear the fact that just came in about Defoe and his appearance at the annual Florida Classic this year.
What's that?
And his fee. Well, I'll save it. Yeah, it's great.
Well,
we all got to piece together a living somehow, you know.
Defoe, you are bad.
I'd be embarrassed.
All right, that's going to do it.
Talk
Jeff,
about a hole.
Jeffrey Forrest.
Oh, wait a minute. Come Freepo. On. You got to admit, Neil, you have to admit that Boat Camper's taken over the whole title. He's on every
his
show.
He's on the list, by the way. Local celebrities?
Yes.
He's on here, along with Luther Campbell.
Oh, Luther's going to be there.
Keith Byers, Terrell
wow.
Buckley, Jeff DeForest, Mark Clayton.
Oh, God.
And
Roy.
These guys didn't mention the gun show appearance, did they? Anyway, that's going to
you're in some pretty good company. I cannot believe you did that.
That's going to do it for
you
us.
You went to the gun
he
show.
He works cheap, folks. He works real cheap.
Talking shotguns, Steve. I mean, come on.
No wonder he's on 400 shows. Boy, wait till you find out what his fee is.
How much am I getting? Anyway, we got Jim Manage coming up at 2 o'clock. Kimbo Kemper at 6 o'clock. The Marlins and the San Diego Padres at 10 o'clock.
And I apologize for the bathroom discrepancy.
Oh, you know what?
I didn't know.
Now you're going to back out of this thing. That's unbelievable. So you watch Neil go in there and
right.
Take a leak.
It stunk like a toilet. Well,
wasn't it brutal in there?
Another leak. Oh, my.
Is there any way to pin it on Jeff Byers?
Adam from sales was in there again this morning. Oh, come on. Wow.
All right, Neil Rogers, straight ahead at 10 o'clock.
This is Sports Radio 560 WQAM Miami Fort Lauderdale. Sports Radio 560 WQAM Miami Fort Lauderdale presents The Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil, call 567-0560 toll free for Dade and Broward or pound 560 on your cell phone. The opinions of Neil, his guests, callers, or anyone else on the show do not necessarily reflect those of WQAM, Beasley Reed Acquisitions, or the Beasley Broadcast Group. Now, Neil Rogers on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Another break already?
Brindles, almost so happy, senor. They're mucho, mucho happy when you come through their back door. Brindles, almost, they're hated by the Pope. They met the Tijuana, we're reaching for the store.
Los Homos, episode 3, Homo y no Homo. Rock Hudson, Homo or no Homo?
Homo?
Si, si.
Yes, that's muy simple.
Okay, Ricardo Montalban, homo or no homo?
Ricardo Montalban. Corinthians level. Paquito amigo tattoo. Homo.
No homo. Muy macho.
Si, si.
Okay. Richard Gere, homo or no homo?
Oh, por favor. No homo.
Eh?
¿Cómo?
Sí y no.
¿Por qué?
A gerbil accidente.
Oh.
Por poquito gerbil.
Sí.
But what a way to go.
Those so almost those happy seniors, they mucho, mucho happy when you come through their back door. Those almost, they hope you come again. They'll see you mucho later when they see you in the end.
See, we found out yesterday, well, we found several things out. First of all, that Ricky Martin, no matter how you slice it, Ricky blows, you know? No matter how you define that, he really blows. And number two, people are obsessed with that business about, you know, speculating about celebrities and about are they straight, are they gay, are they, and, you know, the reason we do that is because it's fun. It's fun to speculate, even though, of course, most people will never really know for sure, except in a few cases. Speaking of knowing for sure in a few cases, talk about Defoe, man. So we keep getting these faxes back here from, you know, people that are just too stupid, I guess, to figure out. Oh, this is from Nat Moore, by the way. Good guy, but evidently not bright enough to figure out. This is our fax machine in here, and the sports holes have their own fax machine. Hey, Nat, guess what? Get a life, sweetheart. This is to Jeff DeForest, Ray, the Florida Classic. Jeff, thank you for participating in the 16th annual Florida Classic as this year's Master of Ceremonies. As we previously discussed, you shall receive a fee of $500 on the night of said performance. Attached, please find a schedule of events and a list of celebrities scheduled to appear on Thursday, May 13th. And it's got a list, man. Wow. Look at this list. Dick Anderson, Kimba Bocamper, Bob Rudzinski, Terrell Buckley, unable to attend dinner auction, but he'd be there somewhere. Keith Byers, Luther Campbell, and it goes on and on. Don McNeil, Ryan McNeil, Don McNeil from The Breakfast Club, Earl Morrill, John Offerdahl, and Don Shula, Lamar Thomas, and it goes on forever. Ricky Martin. They'll all be there. And Depot's getting $500 to appear. Okay, there's, oh, geez, did I turn up the pages for the, Hey, we don't pass these along. We're not serving as a goddamn fax service for the sports nerds on this station, okay? Sorry about that. Not. $500. So when you stop and figure it out, Depot must be knocking down, you know, some pretty good bucks. In fact, I have in my, maybe during the next break, I can go into my briefcase, because I didn't plan this today, but I just happened to come in this morning and find that fax. And I have in the briefcase, Depot's a copy of his original contract when he left IOD. Remember those days? Any of our veteran listeners out there, remember those days when he left IOD and kind of like disappeared in the middle of the day? And his good close golfing buddy and drinking buddy, Steve Nichol, even got turned on him like a worm and came over here to QAM. I have a copy of that original contract. So we could kind of like sit down and figure out with the TV show on, let's see, he's got that show on Whammy. He's got the one on the Sports Channel, the dog racing show, the highlight show. The celebrity golf thing, the thing in between halftimes at the PP Park at the Dolphin games. This is a man. No wonder he's got a rough marriage, you know? He's knocking down like 14, 15 different jobs just to squeeze out a living, this poor bastard. That's why when you say, and you notice every day he gets, I wouldn't be surprised by the end of this year that he puts the books to the shame. He is growing like Topsy, man, like a whirling, like, you know, what is the opposite of anorexia? There must be something. There must be like a clinical term where you just blow up like a balloon. Am I right?
Gluttony.
God almighty. He's just...
The Sony Sports Showdown, is that what you were thinking of?
Sony Sports Showdown, that's one of them. Well, that's one of his 45, 50 jobs, like I said. I wouldn't be surprised if he's eking out about 100 and a half a year with all those 40, 50, 60 jobs he's got. Easy. Maybe 200 a year. And then he's got that Saturday morning trade-out show here on QAM.
That's the Sony Sports Showdown.
Oh, that's what that is? I don't know. I don't listen. Do I listen on it? Am I ready for it?
No.
I love that promo. It says, are you ready for the... And I always say,
no.
No. I bet you're ready for this, though. Star Wars. This is the first thing I saw on a fax machine this morning. In fact, this was just before we had the Jeff DeForest, that embarrassing fax that said...
Only $50.
Star Wars, this is from our good friends, Front Row Ticket Brokers. At least they're my good friends. George says he don't like them because they don't get him any tickets. Haven't they ever gotten anything for you?
They gouged me.
What do you mean by that?
They gouged me.
For what?
For stupid ballet tickets. For really sucky
ballet tickets?
The wife and kid wanted to go to the Nutcracker. So I got really good seats right in the middle, and I paid out the ass.
Joe Costello says he'd take him to the Nut Shaver for a lot less. You paid up the ass?
Wrecked him.
To go to the Nutcracker. Well, good
blue.
Enough. Anybody
Miami
that
City
wants
Valley
to go to that
sucks,
crap, anybody that would go to that pseudo-intellectual crap deserves to get ripped off. Anyway, can I do this thing, please? Front Row Ticket Brokers in Aventura has got a special deal for all you Star Wars people out there. It says, and I don't have no idea why I'm putting this on the air because they're not a sponsor or anything, but, you know, maybe I'll get some free tickets someday to something I want to see, which is definitely not Star Wars. Oh, come on. Don't you want to see Star Wars, Neil?
No.
No. Don't you have an interest in?
No.
No. Even if they brought back Mark Hamill with all the pieces of his face put back together again. Boy, can you imagine what he looks like now? God. I bet you his left ear is where his
rectum
used to be. He's got problems, poor Mark, since he wrecked up that car of his. In fact, I understand he went back in a closet. Oh, there he goes again. You people, you think everybody is, we think everybody is something. Anyway, you can purchase tickets for opening night for Star Wars Wednesday, May 19th at 8:15 p.m. or Saturday, May 22nd at 9:15 p.m. Seats are $20 per person. All tickets are for the all-new beautiful AMC theaters at the Aventura Mall with stadium seating and movable armrests. All right! I like the way that's underlined in exclamation, a movable armrest.
For you fat lardos.
Yeah, for you fat slobs or anybody who wants easier access to the person next to them. Call now, be one of the first to see the movie that we've all waited 15 years to see, haven't we?
No.
Well, some of you. And here's the numbers for Front Row Ticket Brokers. Should I give the number out, even though they stiffed you on the ballet tickets? In Dade, 305. Oh, well, I'll just give out the toll-free number from anywhere. 1-800-446-TIXX, T-I-X-X. 1-800-446-8499. $20 a pop, and you can get opening night tickets for Wednesday, May 19th, 8:15, or Saturday, May 22nd, 9:15, at the AMC Theaters at Aventura Mall to see Star Wars. Am I going?
No.
Are you going? Yeah, you'll go. Maybe they'll make up for the ballet tickets. Maybe they'll hook you up for that.
Sure they will.
Why not? I thought they were our good buddies, front row.
They're your good buddies, apparently.
Like I said, I like them a lot. Screw you. 10 minutes after 10 at 560, your small potatoes. 560 WQAM. I don't want to say there's any hype involved in that because, of course, we know there's absolutely
no
hype involved in that Star Wars thing any more than Ricky Martin, by the way. Before I get into Star Wars, let me just ask you this. Now, this is very disturbing to me. I have all this money tied up in the market, mutual funds and stocks. I know nothing about it. I mean, absolutely nothing. Although I'm doing pretty good. Miraculous. I must be lucky. Sometimes you do it bad and all of a sudden you make a comeback. But like yesterday, I find out that thestreet.com is an IPO, is going to be on the market, and it's going to go through the roof. There's no question about it, okay? Initial public offering, IPO. You know what that is, George? No. No, seriously. So anyway, I knew it was going to go through the roof, and it opens at 19, but not for the public. Maybe somebody can call and explain this to a moron like me and the rest of us, too. I don't get that. IPO, there's only a certain number of people that can buy it when it first opens, like at a very low price, like this opened at 19, then went up to 73 and closed at 60. It like leveled off at 60. Wouldn't you like to buy like something at 19, even if you had $100? Or like, $190, 10 shares, and sell it at 60 for 600? I don't get that. Maybe somebody who understands a little bit of something about the market and explain to us this whole IPO business. We got somebody on there? Hello?
Yeah, I wanted to explain about the IPO.
Please.
Okay, the IPO, whenever an initial public offering first comes out, it's dealt by an underwriter. So the underwriter gets it at 19.
Right.
But that's the price he's putting it at. But for the public, so the underwriter then sells it to the public, the secondary market, at a different price. So it'll probably go out to like 60 or something like for
right.
that particular one.
Right.
So that's how it works. So the investment banker, the underwriter, he prices it, and then that's for the primary markets, like for our big institutions and big financial guys.
Right, and
so the
peons like us, we get the shaft.
Right, the secondary market, it's called.
Okay, thanks
the
for the
retail.
Good news. Thank
no
you,
problem.
Sir. God bless you. There you go. It's very simple. Again, the small people. The rich get richer, and the rest of us get crap, you know, and sometimes it smells real bad, like the one that we were talking about before. That's that sucks. That blows. Just frost my ass a little bit, okay? You haven't got a Chinaman's chance. It's like the racetrack. It's like everything else where there's gambling involved, which, of course, is what the stock market is all about. It's all an insider's game, and the rest of us, we're just hanging by our thumbs. IPO my big fat ass, okay? Yeah, that's right. You could have bought it at 60 and sold, or maybe my luck, I could have bought it at 73 and sold it at 60. Bunch of bullcrap. And, of course, Robert Rubin has resigned as the, or he's going to resign as the assistant, whatever the hell he is. At the Fed? What the hell is his title? He's the Treasury Secretary. That's what he is. Sorry about that. Even I know that. And he's going to be replaced by Lawrence Summers. Okay, so we got a Jewish guy that everybody likes being replaced by some goy. And now everybody's nervous. The market took a big tumble initially. Now it's making a little bit of a comeback. In fact, the Dow is down 95. The Nasdaq's up a half a buck. But in the beginning, and it goes to show you, like I've said for years, it's all such bullcrap, you know? All emotion, just like the thing with Star Wars, just like Ricky Martin. The whole world is based on hype. People get all panicky. It's Y2K. It's the end of the world. Whatever it is. It's that pack mentality again. It's not like calm, reasoned, rational, especially when you're talking about something as important as money. which to most of us is relatively important, I would think, money, cash, like our life, you know, something like that. You'd think there'd be something a little bit more rational involved. No, it's all strictly wild emotion and hysteria and the pack mentality. Oh, the market, the street is psychotic because Bob Rubin's resigning. The street, okay. On the street. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
The Leafs should have won the game last night. You know that, don't
yeah,
you?
Okay, Woody, whatever you say. You're a jackass. See, I'm not a crybaby, okay? Yes, Pittsburgh got a creasy goal in there. The puck still hasn't gone across the goal line. But you know something? When your defense plays as poorly as the Leafs and you blow a one-goal lead three times in a game, you deserve to lose the game. When you have no defense in your own zone, and they let guys walk in, when they let defenseman Bobby Dallas and Yuri Slager walk right in on a defenseless Curtis Joseph twice to score two of their three goals, two of their four goals, whatever it was, then you deserve to lose. See, we don't cry. That's one thing about the Leafs, about the organization, about the fans, about the players. We're not a bunch of crybabies like they are in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. We don't cry. So I'm not going to, number one, I'm not going to play any highlights. That's for damn sure, because we did lose the game. And number two, it's one game. They still got a ways to go. I am crestfallen and heartbroken, and I'm depressed and psychotic, but not surprised. Because when you got that young defense that just, man, that Tomas Cabrera, this kid's going to be good. But like Don Cherry said last night, just stand there and watch, okay, Tomas? God forbid you should go out there and hit the guy or do anything to get in his way. Just kind of stand there like in frozen suspended animation and then get out of his way to make sure he's got a real good clear shot. God. But we're not going to be crybabies just because they got a phantom goal last night. That's the difference between people with class and people who are always crying like that. How do you like that Woody noise? Is that depressing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. See, these people that we hate, like, and it's not just me and George. It's the whole audience. They hate you like poison. Just the sound of your voice is enough to make them all over the living room carpet. Here's a lady in North Miami. Hello.
Hi, good morning, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
What happens in the IPOs? You have two things. The underwriter gives some shares to their big clients, and number two, the company itself dictates to the underwriters who do they want the underwriters to give the initial shares
so,
to.
So it's an inside deal.
Absolutely.
It's all fixed.
In other words,
if you're on the inside, you can buy it at 19 or whatever the stock is you're talking about.
Yes.
And then at what point do they decide it goes public?
Well, it goes public after they said, let's say you have 1 million shares that they offer.
Right.
Once those certain amount of shares are distributed, the IPO, then it goes public, and then it's a bid.
But how do they determine it's a bid? How do they determine that?
Well,
like,
yeah,
50
I mean,
bucks?
You want to pay. You know, it's like you want 200 shares, and they said, okay, whoever gives me more, I'll sell it to. It's like a flea market.
Like an auction.
Exactly.
Oh my God! What kind of a crazy system is that?
It's crazy.
Okay, thanks for the bad news.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See, so I'm glad I didn't get all excited about thestreet.com because then I would have gotten all pissed off and bent out of shape and figured I got screwed over real bad. You know, because if I could have bought it at 19 bucks a share, like, you know, a schlepper like me, I could have bought, what, 10,000 shares? Not that I would have. At 190 grand, then at the end of the day, you got 600 grand. That sounds pretty good to me. But that's just the way it goes. You know, like I said, the rich get richer. Everything is on the inside. It's like when Republic Industries first started there at $3 or $4 a share, and Shula, you know, he got on the inside, and Dan Marino, Danny Boy, all the guys who are already millionaires, Wayne lets them all on the inside, and then it goes on to market at like 25 or whatever the hell it was. In fact, it was more than that. Remember before it split? I think it was like 30. And then, of course, right now, it's in the toilet. By the way, speaking of being very happy, because it's not important that you succeed, but that your enemies fail, Paxson deeper in red ink.
Oh!
That's right. Even though their revenues went up and their ratings went up a little bit, first quarter revenues went up to 51.8, went up 64%, but first quarter loss widened from $4.4 million last year to $25.1 million this year. Losses.
Oh!
So forget about how much revenue they had. They're losing their ass, buddy bud. I love it. Even God, Jesus, and Moses can't turn that thing around. Probably could turn that ship around. It's probably those God dang Italians built the boat ass backward, whatever it was he said. Phony, phony, hypocritical piece of turd from Newark, New York. Buddy Bud Paxson. God, what a demented soul that man is. Oh, if you can, you got to give me those peaks of 20 shares. What is that? What is a peak of 20? Oh, and by the way, nice column about the ratings again, Tom Jicka.
Oh!
You know something? I think that we ought to have a new contest. since you already got your $200 employee of the month thing long since, the new deal is which will appear first, Bluff Lindsay's new desk or the article by Tom Jicka about the ratings?
Oh!
See, there's no embarrassment factor in this market. It doesn't make any difference that the thing came out 2 weeks ago. Jicka's in no hurry. He'll get around to it when he's good and ready. And, of course, his thing is, well, nobody really cares about the radio. See, any real major market in the country, real, underlined, even like in Batavia, New York, they write about, they have a radio column every day, or at least 2-3 times a week. Who ever heard of reading a major market newspaper? And forget about the television part. I'm talking about a radio column. When's the last time you read a radio column here? Except that, Mike Ranieri went to a JNA because Tom likes Mikey, which I'm not, don't begrudge Mikey anything, more power to him. It's strictly a question of who does Tom Jicka like, who does the guy over at the Herald, what the hell's his name? I can't even think of his name. Terry Jackson, is that it? Terry, Barry, they're all, Andrew Jackson, they're all named Jackson. Jesse Jackson, Michael Jackson, God. That's what they write about. Whenever they get around to it, and if they're interested in it, then they'll write it. It's like Rick and Suds. Now, I'm assuming this article is coming out sometime this week, so it's being threatened. And the fact that Rick and Suds moved the mornings up on INZ to the highest they've ever had since they became the stupid talk network and they dropped the all-news format, is he going to write about that?
No.
Of course not, because he hates Rick like poison. So it's whoever Tom likes, then he'll write about it. And he won't mention the fact that at night we had our lowest ratings on here because his buddy Ed's on there at night. And they go to the track together, and he fills on his show there. So it's just a clusterfork, like I tell you all the time. That's what it is. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hello, Nate.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to give you a little bit more straight information on the IPO question.
Okay.
An IPO is an initial public offering.
Right.
You've got a private company that's going public. They want to sell shares to the public. They want to do that to raise capital.
Yeah.
They get together with an underwriter who helps them set the price that they think represents the company's value. If you're the owner of the company, you don't want to sell shares cheap. You want to raise as much money as possible.
Right.
So the underwriter and the company determine what value they think they can move the shares at.
Yeah.
Therefore, the value that it comes to the street is actually pretty close to what the company thinks its shares are worth. And if you've got an IPO that comes in at 19 and goes out on the street at 60,
mm-hmm.
the public is paying a hell of a lot more than the people who run the company think it's worth. You wouldn't want to give away something that was worth 60 for 19 if you own the company.
No, but that's not my point, though. But the point is that there are X number of shares, however the number of, I'm looking, it's in the article here somewhere, however many shares there were in the beginning that were sold at 19.
Right. Well, what happens is you've got two kinds of offerings. You've got a best efforts offering where the underwriter says, look, I'm just going to put it out on the street for you and I'm going to take a commission. And the other is the underwriter says, I'm going to buy all the shares from you. I'm going to give you my money up front. And then I'm going to take the risk whether the street wants this or not.
Yeah.
We're all getting a distorted view because of this dot-com stuff. But the fact of the matter is there are thousands of IPOs every year. Most of them come out on the marketplace, sell for what they were originally priced at, and then go down in value.
Mm-hmm.
It's only the frenzy that's going on right now. Everybody wants a piece of the Internet.
It's hysteria, right. Like
and
I
most
said.
Of these things are going, even the Internet stocks, a lot of these things are going to end up being down once people realize who are the winners and who are the losers.
Right. Okay. God
bless. There's no question. The guys that get the first shot at the underwriter's IPO are the people who buy stuff from them all the time.
Okay. Well, I had to I had a break anyway, and he finally said crap. But thank you, sir. 1027 at 560 QM. You want?
Hey, Neil. Fuck you.
Bigger than mine. Can't believe what I've seen. I just went to take a leak. I had to take a peek. Bigger than mine. At the next urinal. Now I know why this golden boy couldn't get close to the wall. I remember the big thud when he whipped it out. From behind the zipper it came, a foot-long trouser trout. In order to grab mine, I gotta get a tweezer. Now I know why my wife said I could never please her. I bet he's really proud. I looked, he was so endowed. I had to look away. I bet that he's really proud. I had to look away. I hope he don't think I'm gay.
Yeah, don't take a peek, okay, because then people will start talking about it all over town. 1032 at 560 WQM. This stock market stuff, well, I don't want to start doing a Rick Riley show. We'll have numbers like they do. No, seriously. I mean, it's very boring, and it's and although the prospect of being a day trader is really no. Seriously, I can't tell you the number of times. It's like the thing at the track. I'll be watching races on the satellite from some other track where I can't make a bet, and the number of winners that I pick strictly either by picking the driver or whatever it is, the name of the horse, whatever, all the time happens frequently. But actually, you know, going to the track and betting your brains up, that's another story. And it's the same thing with sitting at home and watching CNBC, and you see in the morning, oh, I know that so-and-so, whatever that stock is going to be, it's going to go through the roof today. It's like when IBM was down to $90 a share. And I said to myself, $90? I mean, that was back in October when everything was going, and we were all panicking and selling like crazy. And I said to myself, I should just plunge my brains out in IBM. How could anybody not believe in IBM? I mean, IBM is like mom and apple pie and that stuff. And now it's like $216 a share. Huh? What a schmuck. AOL, there's another one. That was down to like $76 a share. Now it's like almost double that. So I think it would be a lot of fun to sit there at home all day, you know, taking a lot of medication, of course, plunging your brains out. Can you imagine the stress? Can you imagine your blood pressure just skyrocketing as one day you just, oh my God, everything goes through the bottom. The bottom falls out. Anyway, there's a couple of letters to the editor every day. I scour the letters in both of these so-called newspapers. Never fail to come up with some really bad ones like the first one, and then a really great one like the one this morning. Oh God, is there a good letter in here? Here's the bad one first. Let's get this out of the way. This is in the Sun Sentinel, of course, from a guy named Dick Hackmeister in Fort Lauderdale. You know the Hackmeister? Why oppose pro-life tag, he says. I mean, is that like...
Why?
Yeah, what kind of a question is that? How sad it is with the recent Colorado school massacre and the Girl Scouts anti-violence drive to read some of the people who are against life. Public messages extolling death seem to be everywhere, but when Governor Booch wants a pro-life message on Florida license tags, the pro-death people object. Shame on them, says Dick Hackmeister. Shame on them. Shame on you, you jackass. You dick. See, this, it's always the same message. They always pretend. It's like prayer in a school. They don't understand. Don't confuse them with the fact that they're offending people with opinions that they don't agree with. That have no place in government-sponsored things, whether it's license plates or public classrooms or any other place. They always pretend they don't understand this. Don't confuse us with the facts, because we're just trying to save everybody. Against life. Against those... These are the fetus huggers again. They're obsessed with fetuses. I didn't know any fetuses got shot in Colorado, by the way. Did you? What a letter that is. Another one of those obnoxious, idiotic, pathetic, one-dimensional... But here's a great letter to make me feel a lot better about life. This could be the best letter to the editor I've ever read in my life in our local papers. From Holly Doherty in Sunrise. This is in the Herald this morning. And leave it to somebody who's a freshman in Piper High. We love Piper High, by the way. WKPX, number one radio station in town.
Oh!
And the heading says, Religion Not the Issue. I'm a freshman at Piper High School in Sunrise. I would like to object to the May 6th letter that said that ever since religion has gone out of the school system, violence has come in. I'm vice president of my class, a good student, and involved in sports. I also happen to be an atheist. I have never committed an act of violence. Religion is not an issue in this recent wave of school violence. Lack security and failure to notice at-risk lonely kids is the problem. Signed, Holly Doherty in Sunrise. Let's hear it for Holly, okay, who's got more brains than a lot of her elders put together, than like any 50,000 of her elders all put together. Oh, if we just had the Ten Commandments up there on the wall, if they all just dressed like a bunch of monks, right. Yeah, if they all were like the monks, maybe they could go around molesting the other kids. Maybe that's what they might start doing. I mean, talk about this, the kind of mentality you're dealing with. What kind of juvenile, narrow, little kind of minds are you dealing with when people come up with these cliches as answers to grotesque societal problems, you know? If we just put our heads together and prayed... Yeah, that'll do it. Pray to that God that's busy, that S&M God, you know, that's busy doing those tornadoes in Oklahoma and Kansas and everywhere. And, of course, every now and then somebody gets saved, so it must be an act of God, because the good stuff, that's God, the bad stuff, that's nature, or maybe even the devil. The devil done it. Nice going, Holly. God bless you, sweetheart. I'm talking about...
Ew, God!
Yeah, the only God that we know. Holly Doherty. I'm saving that. I'm saving that letter. If we only had more letters like that. If we only had more people who were honest, more atheist, whatever the hell they are. I don't care about the label. More people who know it's all a pile of horse crap who would speak out. But it's always these other right-wing goody-two-shoes with their simplistic answers and to try to shove all their fairy tales down everybody else's goddamn throat. That's what America has become. In fact, somebody was on there the other day and said very accurately, I think it was Dick Gebhardt, that's what the Republican Party's been taken over by. I told you that back during all that Penisgate crap. The Tom DeLays and all these other right-wing fanatical lunatics, they've taken it over. It's not even a political party anymore. It's just a goddamn religious sect is what it is. 22 before 11 at 560 WQM.
We know that the Lord even loves Neil Rogers.
And now we see the president getting ready to deliver his address. He's in the Oval Office with the gold drapes behind him, and he is preparing to address the American people.
Cue music, please. My fellow Americans, I have deployed our forces to put up a fight in a place called Kosovo. Outside of Albania, where all the Macedonians go, right there in Kosovo, we're gonna blow away Serbian Muslims in the KLA.
All right.
Sloboda Milosevic is mad because his nickname is Slob. Leader of Kosovo, Prikaz and Pokjet, Dekani and Glagovac, Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Herzegovina, Serbia, Pristina, Adriatic Sea is near Kosovo. That's where I told NATO to point our planes and go, annihilating Belgrade and Sarajevo. And you go, Montenegro.
And may God bless America.
And amen. 1044, and may
God
bless America. 1044 at 560 WQM. We got Jim Mad Dog Mandich for Hank today.
Yeah.
From 2 to 6. Then we got Bo Camper at 6. And then we got the Marlins who won a game last night. Anybody interested in...
No.
Okay. Marlins at San Diego, 10 o'clock tonight. So, yeah, Hank's up in Baltimore at the Preakness. I'm going to get into that in just a second, by the way, about everybody is someplace else. The little dog is up in New York for the Knicks Heat game. I've come to a great conclusion. It took me all these months. How long have we been here? Let's see, 12 and 4 is 16. It took me about 16 and a half months to reach the conclusion that I'm going to announce in just a moment, which George will fall off the chair when I tell you this. But before that, here's a fax just received from our good friend Kenneth over at All Points Limo Services. Remember him?
Yeah, just gave him a referral this morning.
Well, it says, today I received a call from one of your listeners who was in need of a limo for Saturday night. You guys were kind enough to recommend my company to him. We were able to provide him with a limo for his wife's birthday for this Saturday. I just wanted to drop a line and thank you for the referral and extend an offer of a complimentary ride to any of the three local airports for either you or Neil. Of course, when are you ever going to fly anywhere? When's the last time you flew somewhere?
Vegas, New York.
Oh.
About two, 3 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago.
I'm a schlepper. You know that.
Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, isn't that embarrassing?
But sometimes I've got people coming in from out of town. It'd be nice to pick them up in a limo.
No, but that's not. I'm not talking about picking somebody else up. I'm talking about having you and your family being whisked in a limo so you can get on a plane and actually
go
somewhere.
Maybe next time, you know, I pay overpriced tickets for the ballet, I can take the limo.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it says, Neil shouldn't be parking his bed at the airport anyhow, he says. So, anyway, this is from our good buddy Kenneth Halpern at All Points Limo Service. We love them. I almost tore that up. Don't do that. Save that. Got to stick that in your pocket and keep it. So anyway, I've come to this incredible conclusion. I know this is going to sound insincere, but I say it from the bottom of my parts. Yeah, I was contrary to what Geldy said there at the end of the show. Of course, he's got to make up these stories because, you know, it's contrived controversy, and who the hell cares about that stupid schmoball, you know. And somebody did take a really nasty one in there this morning, but nevertheless. So I come in the building, I take a leak, and George is in there with Geldy, by the way, which is kind of interesting. Oh, but they were like, you know, different parts of the tea room. George was washing his hands and Geldy was washing his whatever they were doing. And I'm taking a leak and the conversation was about, somebody not getting paid for doing something or whatever the hell it was, being expected to do this or that. Oh, and by the way, speaking of that, it had something to do with the Panthers that Geldy was doing. And yesterday as I left here, Hank was out in the hallway, procrastinating again, getting started for the show. He's in the hallway and he's out there with Mike Hansen and Steve Dangerfield from the Panthers organization. And there I am walking down the hall and Hank says, oh, here comes Mr. Hockey now. And, of course, they were like, you know, I mean, they've been very nice to me, Mike and Steve. They've been great to me. They brought me that Panther jersey opening night. Steve Dangerfield helped me to get those great seats where I am now in the arena, in the brand-new arena. He's, you know, but they hate me like poison anyway because it's the Panther thing, you know. So I didn't waste a second. I mean, I started writing about how come you guys are like, you know, sending us the select-a-seat things and the new prices, which are a little bit higher, but not too bad. And you're not asking any questions about what we liked about it. And they say to me, oh, didn't you get the questionnaire? I said, no. Well, we must have left you out somehow at the arena. They left me out. So then I launched right into the thing about the goal lights. And then, of course, a second later, I get on the elevator to go down. They're just getting on the elevator, so they had no choice. They couldn't escape me. And I'm going, pop, 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 you know, like that. About the goal lights, about being able to see the red light. And they're asking me, well, which ones do you think are the best ones? Yeah, no, seriously, they were serious. And I said, oh, the ones like they had at Maple Leaf Gardens, you know, where the two red lights and they flash around in a green light. Oh, yeah, well, that would be good. So I think maybe they might actually do something for next season. I just mentioned that in passing. And then also in passing, I was telling them I was at the Air Canada Center in Toronto, and they said, oh, yeah, how did you like it? And I'm telling them, comparing the two places and about how the food is much better up there, but that we got a better arena, much wider aisles, et cetera, and so on. And they're asking me when I was there. I said, oh, I was there the night the Leafs beat the Panthers 9-1. And they said,
oi!
And they ran out the door. What did that have to do with it? Oh, it had to do with Geldy again, talking about all of these things, about not getting paid for certain things. But then the three of us got into a conversation in the toilet about this place, which I think there's something, you know, there's a connection there, being in the toilet talking about QAM. And there's really a whole evolutionary process that, you know, I could probably spend the whole rest of the show, which I won't, and do a monologue about the way that this place has developed. I'd have to leave certain parts out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd have to leave certain things out, like about who's got naked pictures of whom, which we already know by now. But the fact is that I can't get the words out. I can't say this. No, seriously, I sat here this morning thinking this. I know this is going to be a complete turnaround, and you're going to think that I'm saying this to stir up something, but I'm not. This is the best place I've ever worked. Now, look at George. Look at that. No, no, and you want to know why?
I know why.
No, no, it is. Because, see, I never understood how good it was until this morning. Thank you, Geldy. See, Geldy, you can understand why he's so grateful, because he's working here, and they leave him on the air. And everybody's going, hey, what kind of a voice? And he just keeps barreling his way along, you know, collecting a paycheck, having a good time. You know what I'm saying? You can't complain about the management here, because there isn't any. They leave you alone. Not only do they leave you alone, they just and look at that. Just as soon as I said that, Mr. Bulba's, oh, nice nose today, by the way, finally healed up. They're oblivious. I mean, they're gone. You know, you go out of town a couple of days. As long as the spots get on the air, they don't care about anything. And Greg Reed is in the other room right now. Yeah, that's right, he said. We don't care. Just get the spots on the air. Get those checks in here. And look at that. It looks like he just swallowed a goddamn gerbil. Either through his mouth or through his
rectum
somewhere. It's true. This is the best place that George and I have ever worked. We didn't understand that. It took us 17 months to figure that out. Because, and I'll tell you what also inspires me to say that. This morning I'm watching CNBC, and there's a thing on there about Cox Broadcasting just bought some big cable company for $3.2 billion. Okay? This is the same Cox Broadcasting that was whining and complaining about how WIB was like, you know, was losing money and they couldn't make it work. And they sold us to a grave robber, to Paxson. They took all of our lives, and they just threw us to the wolves. The same Cox Broadcasting that they think they're our good friends over there, you know, Bob and Cheryl and all those other lunatics. $3.2 billion they bought some cable company. They don't give a crap about people. I'm not saying here that they care about people. Here they're just, all they care about is getting the spots on the air. But they don't care about anything here. That's the good part. I mean, nothing. Anything. They're just here. It's just a club. It's just a fraternity. It's evolved into this. That's why everybody's been able to set up their own little empire here, because it just happens. This place is on, you've heard of Jefferson Pilot. This is autopilot. Yeah. This company is on autopilot. It just happens by itself. Everybody, they're lucky too. Everybody shows up every day. Kid Curry shows up. He grinds through that Power 96, that crap machine they got over there. Oh my God, they got every ethnic young Julio and Schwarzer in town listening to that crap, hoochie coochie music. They're cranking the cash through there. It's unbelievable. And then Bob McKay cranks up that country, that shot kicking crap over there on Kiss. They're kissing it. Another cash cow. The money is just pouring through there. And then over here, of course, Bluff comes in here and sits in his little high chair next door, which is a beautiful desk, by the way. I complimented on him this morning walking through there. He sits in there in his high chair looking at those porno pictures we gave him yesterday. And that's it. And we just all come in every day and make it happen. And the money, you hear these breaks on here. We got commercial breaks longer than some of the programs on this station. And the money keeps cranking through and cranking through. And they don't spend any, certainly not on QAM. They don't spend a dime. You can't complain about our promotional budget. We don't have any. Oh, look, we got rid of him, thank God. What was that?
He got a phone call.
And he actually took it? Wow. So like I said, I know, and the money, they pay a lot of money. Not paying you a lot of money, but you're doing okay. You managed this last year. I'll live. Yeah.
As long as I don't buy any more.
Between Whammy and all the other assorted stuff this last year, you managed to fake your way through a reasonable year.
Don't forget all those high-priced appearances.
And all those high-priced appearances, like your big appearance down at Homestead last Saturday where we had the big people show up. That guy that called yesterday, you know, sir, I hope that I don't wish anything bad on anybody in our audience, okay, even the assholes. But you really ought to go to a church or shul or you ought to take up religion. Go to the Buddhist place. Go to see your neighborhood monk because that's bad. He had his wife and two kids in the car. Could have been a foursome. Could have come and seen you. And if you would have had four people down there, you would have thought, especially if they would have shown up late, you would have thought, well, this, at least it made it worthwhile. Somebody came by down here in Homestead.
They would have gotten all the prizes.
And you guys would have gotten all the prizes. You could have spun the wheel till all the prizes were gone, even though it was probably a bunch of crap like we usually give away. So this is a major bullet. Neil Rogers has just discovered, like a year and a half later, this is the best place I've ever worked in my life. See, now that it was finally, we don't have to, at least I don't have to sue them anymore to try to get my bonus check on time. I've got them trained. I've got them conditioned. And now I realize that all the preconceptions we had before about the way the business is supposed to be, it was never that way anyway. The other people just put on a big act like they really cared, like the salespeople cared over there at Paxson.
No.
It was the same bozos. Or at Cox Broadcasting, did they give a crap?
No.
In fact, at Cox Broadcasting, all we ever used to get was, oh, don't bother us. We don't have time for you guys. We're too busy selling the Hurricanes and the Dolphins. That's all we ever heard from. Because we didn't have separate sales departments over there for sports and talk shows like we do over here. It was all the same people. Oh, don't bother us. We got all this stuff to sell so we can, like, hope to break even on it. And Cox Broadcasting has got the chutzpah to buy some goddamn cable company for $3.2 billion today after they sold us down the river. And little Bob Neal comes down here from Atlanta. Well, we've sold you to Paxson, and we couldn't make a dime with you bastards, and I got better things to do than come down here and tell people that I just sold a stupid radio station. Like he's so important. Little shrimp, 2 feet tall. Little Napoleonic piece of crap. And by the way, Bob and Cheryl, I'm not calling them anymore to wish them happy birthday because you guys think you're going to buy the station someday since you're not. The games that people play, the little manipulations and little, you know, trying to like, you know, don't try and give me a song and a dance. You care about my life now. Thank God that I'm here. Look how much better I'm doing on this station than it was over there at WI.
Oh!
Yeah, we had Phil and we had, you know, we had stuff that was, who cares about that? Why the hell should I care about that? Phil's doing great in Los Angeles. He's making a hell of a lot more money than he was ever going to make here. He's heard 50,000 watts all over the goddamn Western U.S. of A. He's legendary. He's doing great. We're doing fine. Maybe I've been born again. Maybe that's what the deal is. Seriously, I've had a rebirth, all thanks to taking a leak with Geldy in the men's room. That's what did it. Thank you, Geldy. I even take back what I said about him. I mean, he still sounds like a little twerp, but nevertheless, he's grinding it out. He shows up every day. Except, of course, when the hockey team is on the road and he's doing his busman's holiday and getting laid a lot on those road trips. But nevertheless, why begrudge him, okay? See, you can't. That's the problem. You become conditioned. You become conditioned into thinking, and for me, that's bad because I'm the one that's always saying, "Don't be intractable. You got to try new things. You have to keep an open mind." But unfortunately, after a very long time, like the first 200-300 years in this business, I have conditioned myself into believing that things are supposed to be done in a certain way. Like you're supposed to care about the clients. You're supposed to care about all these things. And here we don't care about anything, except get the spots on the air, bring in as much money as we can. That's it. That's the key. That's the Beasley Meat philosophy. That's the beginning of it and the end of it. That's it. It's like DNH, do no harm. Very simple.
We got a new attitude.
Right. We got a whole new attitude here, baby.
Oh!
Yeah. We're kicking ass.
Oh!
Thank you, Gildy. Now, you talk about unlikely. Huh? Is that unlikely or what? That Gildy would have ever been the one?
Out of the mouths of babes.
Out of the mouths of squeaky babes. He ain't no babe, I'll tell you that. But nevertheless, thank you, Gildy, for giving me a whole new insight as to what life is really all about. And, you know, some of these people that are always saying, well, what are you bellyaching about? You're right. You're right. No, seriously, like Monday, you know, when I mentioned the checks and Miriam was in there within 5 minutes and I had those two big checks, including the bonus check, which you saw that one since it was, like, right through the envelope. I took home more money on Monday than a lot of the, than probably most people in this audience will take home in a year. Right? So what am I complaining about? What do I care if the spots get on or not? I don't care. Conscience? Who needs a frickin' conscience? I'll give you an example. Pompano Park, they don't care. That's the next spot right here. They don't care. They have an attitude just like we do here. That's why I like Pompano Park. We don't give a crap. We don't care. We'll pay you for it to do the spot. Just put a bunch of stuff on here. Well, we do happen to have something special tonight. That's right. Tonight is May 12th, so check out the special Harness Racing Discovery Night Party at Pompano Harness.
It's 2 a.m., Miami, Lauderdale.
I don't have to grow up. I'm a Gunther of kid. I can always kill myself for something bad I did. It's gonna be cool when I kill everyone at school, 'cause my dad said it's okay. I'll exercise my rights, like by the NRA. That lets me be a Gunther of kid.
He's a Gunther of kid. I taught him how to shoot. Look, he really loves the sight of blood. Now ain't that kinda cute? I'm a homicidal Nazi redneck with a site on the internet.
Yes.
I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. That's why I raised a Gunther of kid. Here, son.
Oh boy, it clicked for my gun.
I'm glad that you're a Gunther of kid.
1102 at 560. What happened to the overhead here while I was doing that spot? Something, I think it's an act of...
Oh, God!
Yeah, something happened in here. I think that we're having like a non-religious experience here today. Man, the evolution of WQAM as we know it today. And we got Screw Ann back there in sales. She runs her little empire because she can, because nobody gets in her way, because she's got the pictures. And then we got the water Nazi back there. She, like, bosses everybody around and bitches everybody around and, like, siphons out the water on that side of the building because they don't have Culligan over there for those poor bastards like we do over here. Because she can. Because she's got naked pictures. So everybody here basically thinks that they run the place because nobody really does. That's why it's become what it is. But the good part, see, when we were downstairs on the second floor, that wasn't too good because it was like a mystery, you know. But now that we're up here, there's not really a wall, but there's almost like a dividing line, the way things are built. The studios for us and the sports nerds are all like on one side, and then like way down the hall, there's like a separation point where they got that Power 96 production studio where Johnny Jimenez, whatever his name was, Jammin' Johnny, was cranking it those few days. He was cranking it in the music too. And then way over on the other side, you got all those other people with their titles, all those important people, like Ray Perry and Screw Ann and the Water Nazi and Greg Reed, all of those people. So this is great. We got Jeff Cohen who's going to take a nice shower first before he comes over here, thank God. I don't want anybody ever coming in here smelling like the nephew did the other day, by the way. Oh, and there's poor, you know, we were talking about you this morning, Joe. Poor sheltered Joe Costello. Maybe that's why you're so uptight about feet. Yeah, I mean, if you think he's uptight about feet, you should have seen that expression on his puss when yesterday he saw those naked pictures that we got in that package. All those guys with big, oh my God, especially the one with Troy Aikman's head on it. Well, you know which head I'm talking about. I mean, you're just sheltered. It's so sad that you're so American. For a guy that's supposed to be Italian, you're not at all Italian. Italians would never have reacted to those pictures the way you did. With such, like, aghast, you know. And just ran out the door like, yeah, speechless.
You're going to get gayness on him.
Gayness? As in Greg Lou. As in Greg Lou. How'd you like to have a picture of that, huh? I hear he ain't feeling too well. I wouldn't be having Greg on you. But at any rate, no, seriously, there are just so many Americans, just like poor little Joe Costello, who are so anal retentive. It's so sad. Good guy, but just needs to get out a lot more, get out of the house. You know, I mean, you know, and I realize you don't want to shave your nuts out in public, so you can still do that in the house. But other than that, get out of the house, walk outside, sniff the daffodils, check out what real life is all about. He is so freaking American. But even Joe would agree now, I think, that this is the best place to work in the world, even though he's not making any money. He's on the air now on Saturday morning, even though he got screwed over by somebody, by the salespeople. But he's on the air there with that racing show. What's not to like here? We got free food coming today, again, from a ponytail, all the food you could ever want to eat. We got the guy coming with my, what's his name, Mel?
No, he's not coming. I got to fill you in on that.
What does that mean? I'm not getting my thing today?
Not today.
Well, I got news for him. I'll go out and buy one then.
Then do that.
Well, what is it? Why not?
I'll tell you during the break.
No, tell me now.
Sam Ash doesn't decide they would want any merchandise leaving the store unless it's prepaid. So the guy missed his window this morning before he had to show up to work to bring it down to you. So it needed to be paid ahead of time. But
I couldn't have given him a credit card number?
And I said, well, if we call you with a credit card number or if Boca Bryan goes down there with a check, can you still bring it today? And he said, no, I can't leave work.
So why can't Boca Bryan do it?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him yet.
Well, why don't you call him, that little lard-ass piece of turd, okay, that bald-headed geek? I got his check anyway. That's incentive for him to come down. Let him pay for it, and I'll reimburse him. I got my check. Don't screw up my day now. Jesus, just when I finally hit the high, I finally hit it. I'm finally on top of the world. I finally, after all this time, realized how great things are. And now you're going to screw me up with the CD burner ain't coming today? I'm sorry. I want it now. I'm not one of those people. It's like when I decide I want to buy a new Corvette. I'm not going to sit around and wait forever. I go down to Lou Back Road. I see what they got. I call up first. I call my good friend Greg Nelson. And if they got what I want, I'm down there 2 hours later. They got all the paperwork done. Here you go. Here's the keys. Have a great life. I'm out there on the road singing a song. That's the way to do things, not diddle around and drag your feet. Let's get with it, okay? I'm real disappointed with those people, that Mel guy down there. What is the name of that place, that bogus place? Sam Ash? Sam Ash? Jesus Christ, what kind of a deal is that? If Boca Bryan's listening, and I'm sure he is, you better get with it, mister, okay? Or we have a great reduction in that those extra funds you've been getting from this place, Mr. Triple Dipper. Sam Ash. Famous. Yeah, see, I don't understand that. They should call up our good friend Kenny at the limo company and put the damn thing in a limousine and send it over here. Wouldn't you think, since I'm giving them free publicity? And by the way, John Penis, while you were in here, I forgot to mention, thanks very much for not helping me get any of my good stuff from Appliance TV Depot. And the same goes for my good friend Gary Sarner, that was talking a good game out there smoking a faggot 2 days ago, sitting out there on the stoop, but never came in here to get that thing straightened out about that camcorder. Everybody here talks a good game. See, there I am again. I'm backsliding. Stop doing that, okay? You just decided how great it is here. I mean, just the fact we got a few assholes around here, what do you expect? We got a million salespeople. They brought a new sales guy in here this morning, Frank. Have you met Frank yet? He seems like a nice guy, at least so far. Of course, after a couple of weeks, he'll be an asshole. Because it goes with the territory he's selling here. And he'll probably be hanging out with that Peter Leonard guy. Oh, does that guy give me the creeps? Have you met him? Do you know which one I'm talking about? Doesn't he give you the creeps? Ooh. God, slimy. Okay, what happened?
Boca Bryan says that Mel is an asshole. He's going to talk to whoever he deals with at Sam Ash, who is a good guy, who can make things happen.
And if he can't... Boca Bryan just don't want to screw up... What?
And if he can't accommodate us today, he will drive down here and bring it himself. Boca.
Today?
Today.
Like he's doing us and doing me a big favor?
No, but he's just saying...
I took this guy out of the gutter. I took this guy out of a dumpster, okay? He had a gun to his head in the dumpster. Am I right? The most depressing human being on the face of the earth. And, like, maybe he'll do me a favor, okay, and drive down here from Boca. Like, and he'll interrupt his busy agenda, his busy schedule for the day. Man. Like I said, things are pretty good, but they still could be better. Oh, man. When you're surrounded, see, that's the problem with this town, slow. Everybody is real slow. They don't know about, hey, hop to it, get what you know. No, they don't know from that. It's the heat's always a good excuse. I don't think it's got anything to do with the goddamn heat. Could be 20 below zero, they'd still be slow. 9 minutes after 11 at 560 WQM, this is the defining moment in my life, this particular day. Write it down, May 12th, 1999. I don't know what it is. It must have been taking a leak with Geldy this morning. I mean, I didn't expect it for him to hold it for me, but...
Mornings on 560 Sports Fag Radio will never be the same. Starting this Monday, it's the Dan Stewart and Brian Andrews Show. Oh, we're fine. with Sister Soldier and Howard Kleinberg.
Oh, we're fine.
10 a.m. Monday through Friday only on 560 WQAM.
All right. Well, you can smoke it, you can chew it, you can really try to do it, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, you can sing it in a song, you can smoke it in a bomb, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Well, it's the latest stage, and that's keeping the name, smoking pot.
Pot, pot, pot.
Let's go smoke some pot. New Bohemian smoking pot,
pot, pot, pot.
Well, there's the black crows and driving crying smoking pot,
pot, pot, pot.
This is being doctors and booming traffic smoking pot,
pot, pot, pot.
Let's go smoke some pot.
Roy!
Everybody sober!
Well, there's supposed to be some words here, but I forgot them because I smoked too much pot. I went to Lollapalooza and everybody out there was smoking pot. I saw Flying Melon and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Pearl Jam and Mike Magnetic.
Let's go smoke some pot!
Oh!
Let's go smoke some pot!
Okay.
Let's go smoke some pot!
Okay.
Let's go smoke some pot!
All right.
Come on, let's go smoke some pot!
Let's go!
Yeah! Okay, it's 11:16. See, that's another thing I left off the list of the great benefits we get being in this neighborhood here in Little Jamaica, is we get all the free weed that we want.
Yeah, man.
From our good paisans all around the hood. So I open up, first of all, I get this envelope here from the Pet Tribune in Hialeah. And it's addressed to WQAN. N is in Neil, care of Neil Rogers. So I automatically, you know, that whoever addressed this,
he's an asshole.
Probably she in this case. I open it up and here are four complimentary tickets to, strap yourselves in, wait till you hear this, to the Cat Show at the Dade County Youth Fair and Expo Center. The Cat Show, May 22nd and 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., sponsored by Friskies, no less. Is that incredible? Anybody want to go to the Cat Show?
No.
Huh? Anybody want to go check out all the pussy at the...
No.
No, okay. And by the way, speaking of that, there's a grotesque story. I don't want to waste a lot of time on this, but being the dog lover that I am, being like a real human being. See, real people love dogs. People that are like, I don't even know how to explain people who are into cats. People, I guess, who are antisocial, and therefore they gravitate toward cats because cats are antisocial. But there's this horrible column, and thank you, Clark Spencer, by the way. When I first saw this in the Herald this morning, I thought, why is he wasting all of this time on his Hearts and Flowers story about this poor little dog, Benji, over there? But then I read the story, and I thought, you know, with all the other crap that they write about and the 500 articles about that baboon ball that they're playing now, this is a good column by Clark Spencer to show you what a bunch of assholes, especially Ken Dunn over there at Calder Racetrack. I want to say this to you, okay? Ken, you're done. You're a jackass. Ken Dunn at Calder.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, always has been. Always been a real jerk. And the Churchill Downs people at Ball Calder Racecourse, what this article is all about is a 17-year-old mutt named Benji who's been hanging around there at the track for years and years. He's like the track mascot, and he's, you know, a great little dog. And all racetracks everywhere, there are dogs around horses all the time. The most amazing part about this is that they've got cats and goats. It says, which are a much higher number than dogs at Calder, as in most racetracks. Cats are valued for keeping a lid on the rodent population, and goats are favored by many trainers as a calming influence for overly nervous horses. So cats and goats are okay, but they want dogs out. Because Churchill Downs, they had an incident up there at Churchill Downs, whatever, a dog frightened and injured a horse up at in Kentucky at Churchill Downs. So therefore, the owners of the organization who just bought Calder Racetrack decided that dogs are bad and shouldn't be allowed at the track. Every racetrack I've ever been at, there's dogs all over the place. And here's this poor little Benji who has been hobbling around after a hit-and-run accident back in the 80s on three legs, who everybody loves over there, and they want to kick the dog out. They want to force them to take the dog off the track, which George Julian, the trainer, which him and his wife own the dog, take care of him. They say that removing him from the environment where he's like, you know, he'd probably kill the dog. 17-year-old little mutt isn't bothering anybody. They want to remove him from the track. This is the kind of assholes we have running around this town. And in Kentucky, too, at Churchill Downs. I hope that somebody pees on your parade up there, okay, Churchill Downs. God, what a bunch of assholes. So, and perfect for this town, man. I'll tell you, when Churchill Downs bought Calder Racecourse here in South Florida, they fit in like a rubber glove. Just like all the condo commandos kicking everybody out because they got pets or kids or whatever it is. That's the Florida effing mentality, man. I certainly don't want to make a cause celeb over a three-legged dog, Calder President Ken Dunn said. But if you make an exception for Benji, then the next step is the free Benji mode is that every person back there is going to want a dog. Why is that, Ken, you jackass? Why can't you just this one time? Even Michael Corleone made an exception one time in The Godfather. Why can't you do it, Mr. Hotshot? I say that everybody ought to, like, make this into a cause celeb. Either save the dog there at Calder or just stop subsidizing them over there. Screw them. Of course, everybody stopped going there anyway, right? Especially now that Hialeah is running. But what am I so wound up about today? I must have been taking that leak with Gildy this morning. It's just, my life is just... Now, what's the deal with this thing? Have you got another call?
About they have it.
Who has it?
Appliance TV Depot.
Our great sponsors
TV
at Appliance TV Depot, yes.
They have a single recorder by Pioneer.
Yeah, what do you mean a single recorder? One that you can't do from one to the other?
No, in other words, you hook it up to your stereo.
I don't want that.
Well,
that's
all they have?
Yeah.
So the search continues. I mean, I'll call...
Well, you know what? No, see, it's not a search. It's not a search. What bothers me is that Sam Ass has got what I want. It's not a search. They got it. Didn't the guy yesterday go out of his way to say, I got it, and what do you want? We'll set it aside for you? Isn't that what he said right here on this goddamn highly rated show that everybody in town is listening to? See, don't promise me something and then, like, shine. I don't care what the policy is. I got the best goddamn credit in the world. I got 8 million credit cards. We could have given him a credit card number. If the guy don't trust me to give him a check, which you see right in there. Here's the witness. George can see my checkbook with these checks, which I don't write any bad checks, okay, Mr. Hotshot? God. You try to do business. You try to give somebody your money. And here we had people calling in yesterday and with all these other deals saying, oh, you should buy the other one, Hitachi, or whatever the hell it was the other one guy said. We had a half a dozen people saying, oh, this one is cheaper and it's much better. And this is, but I had already made a deal. And being a man of my word, I figured, okay, and also being lazy, you know, the course of least resistance, bring it over. Here's the check and let's get the deal done. Give me my goddamn CD burner. So I can go make my CDs and listen to what I want to hear instead of a bunch of crap on FM radio, which blows in this market. Everything's a big song and a dance because everybody talks, bah, 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 everybody talks a big game. But when it comes to producing, yeah, that's what you get. Here's Miramar. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
God, this guy's been on there 52 minutes.
That's all right.
I've been rambling on here like a maniac. Bah, 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 bah. I'm out of control.
It's funny. I agree with most of everything you said.
F and A.
I just want to add my 2 cents about the IPOs.
Right.
The other callers were correct. I just wanted to add there is a Securities and Exchange Commission rule.
Yeah.
That the initial principals, the people that get in at the, you know, the
and
offices
and the low
of the company,
price, right.
They have to hold the stock for 90 days after the IPO. So if it goes to 60 or 70 or whatever, they can't get out. If in 90 days it goes down to a dollar, you know, they're stuck with it.
Right.
So that's an SEC rule.
Yeah, but most of these recent ones, as you know, most of these internet IPOs have gone through the roof. They started at 4 or 5 or 10 or whatever. I read this one yesterday at 19, and they go up to 150, 210. It's ridiculous.
Well, like you said, that's the hysteria, the mania of it.
I mean, I wonder, you know, like eBay and some of these other ones, what the hell they started, and Yahoo. I mean, we're talking, those two guys that started Yahoo, the one or Asian kid and the other guy, his partner, they were like a couple of college guys.
I know.
A couple of goofballs. They had a piece of... And they're billionaires now.
Right, right.
Couple of yahoos.
Right. Well, I just want to let you know that, you know, you said, well, the guys get rich. Well, they do. Their net worth does, but they have to stick it out, so to speak.
They have to stick it out, yeah.
Right. All right, Neil.
Thanks for the good news.
Take it easy.
Okay, so at least maybe there are a few people getting burned by it, which we feel bad, speaking of CD burners.
you'll have it by the end of the day, one way or to other.
Well, based on who?
Boca Bryan's contact, real
contact
is there.
Yeah, you know how ridiculous that sounds, his contact? Yeah.
His connection
is
there. So either he or Boca Bryan himself will bring it down here to you today before the show.
Why doesn't Boca Bryan just pay for it? And
maybe he's got big plans today. I don't know.
Oh, really? Yeah, but that won't be till later tonight, I would think. He's not like Ponytail. He ain't doing it in the middle of the day. 5670560, and let's get back to that great letter to the editor. How come we've had no response from all our atheists out there in Radioland? Holly Doherty, here's a girl. She's a freshman. And you know something? I give her a lot of credit because in this goddamn country that everybody's intimidated by these religious assholes, very few people have got the guts, have got the chutzpah to even come out of the atheist closet. That's a bigger closet than any other one you can think of, including the one we were talking about yesterday. That's the biggest closet of them all. And here's a girl who's a freshman at Piper High, who's a great student, vice president of her class, whatever she is, and she's a proud atheist. And says, cut the crap with trying to blame everything on taking religion out of the school because it's a bunch of bullcrap. Where's all of our atheists out there who want to congratulate Holly Doherty and say, amen and God bless you?
Hey, oh, God!
Right. God damn it. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line.
W-Q-A-M, go f*** yourself.
Man, every time I get it hard on, every time I put on my pants, I can barely walk.
Yo, this ever happened to you? Then you need Puffed and Pants. Check it out. Puffed and Pants have a scotch more room in the front, the back, the sides, and all around. They've been pleated and puffy for comfort. Comes in casual, mo casual, or the ever-popular white boy poster gangster shorts. Puffed and Pants can put your 2 pounds of bologna in a 5-pound bag. Puffed and Pants, for dudes who don't care if they dress like an asshole.
Eat a lot if you want to go Italian and see Jeff Cohen's ponytails. You'll have great Italian food that's made by a Jew who has lovely painted nails.
Boy. There you go. He's here. Jeff Cohen is here. See, he don't shine us if he knows what's good for him, and he does. He shows up here, he gets himself a nice shower, comes in here looking almost human, brings us a fantastic lunch. And it seems as though, just since I spoke to you last, before the last commercial break, it seems as though my good close friends at Sam Ass have had a change of heart up there in wherever the hell they are. Where are they? In Margate?
Yes.
Yeah. They've had a change of heart. Although I did have to just give George a credit card, like my American Express Platinum number. Over the phone. Now, who's bringing it down? Is Mel bringing it down?
Mel will be bringing it down.
Oh, Mel himself will be bringing it down. Woo! Am I impressed? Am I impressed? Huh?
No.
After they put us through that exercise, like I'm some kind of a goddamn deadbeat here? Boy, oh boy. You talk about some people that need to learn a little bit about doing business. Those people up there at Sam Ass in Margate.
It wasn't up to Mel.
I'm not blaming Mel. I'm blaming the people at Sam Ass in Margate for putting Mel through the ringer. And we wish him luck in his new job. In fact, maybe when he leaves here today, he can go, like, start on his new job.
And don't forget the discs, Mel.
Yeah, and don't forget those discs, okay? I want 30 of them, which I'm not looking for freebies. I'll pay for whatever. I can handle it, okay? I can squeeze it out in the cash, too. Here's a mobile in Kendall. Hello.
How's it going, Neil?
Been waiting 55 minutes, sir. If we had a medal, I would send it to you.
Well, this story I'm about to tell you, you're alike. That's why I held on.
Okay.
First of all, yesterday I met one of our law enforcers. This guy has absolutely no business dealing with the public. First of all, this guy's teeth were, just picture this, an old saw, black, brown, purple, with like crummy stuff. It looked like the guy just finished eating a egg and ham croissant. I mean, this thing was so disgusting, I couldn't stand to look at him.
An old what?
Like a saw. A hacksaw.
Oh, a hacksaw, yeah.
Yeah, a wood saw. Okay, so, this guy's teeth were terrible. Why is he dealing with the public? I have no idea. I mean, can you imagine this guy has to give somebody CPR?
Okay, well, listen, thanks for waiting 55 minutes to tell us that. Can you believe that? 55 minutes this guy waited to tell us about Hack the Wife or whatever the hell he was talking about. Hack Wilson, whatever kind of chazarai he was talking about. And he don't even know what chazarai is. Boy, it's a miracle I can say that with all this cheese in my throat for my great lunch from the world-famous Pizza Loft. With Jeff Cohen is sitting here eating. What?
Awesome.
I wouldn't get carried away, okay? It's very, very good. No, don't say awesome. I mean, just it sounds so self-serving. I can say it's awesome, but if you say it, it sounds so self-serving. Pizza Loft is great, and we got a nice free lunch here right now, as a matter of fact. We got 8 million open lines, by the way. See, this is the only thing. Like I said before, everything else in my life is great. This is the best goddamn place I've ever worked in my life. They leave everybody alone. What are you looking like that? Look, take a look on his face. You haven't heard the story. I had a born again experience this morning with Geldy in the tea room. Not that kind of experience. I was just in there taking a leak, and he and George and I had a little bit of about a 45-second conversation that converted me to see the light. Took me almost a year and a half of being in here, and I realized that my way isn't necessarily the right way when it comes to this business. I mean, like the right way, like doing real business. This way is the better way. You get paid a lot of money, and you come in and you do your thing. You go home 2 o'clock, and they just pay no attention. You show up whenever you feel like it. Oh, I'm going to take 2 or 3 weeks off. Okay, have a good time. Here's your check. No, seriously, that's the way it works here. It's great. Oh, Joe Rose is going to New York for a while. He's working for Channel 6. Hank's going for ESPN to the Preakness. Okay, have a good trip, you know. See you in a few days whenever you get back. That's the way it works here. So the only problem I got is about deadhead audience, which is it's the same on any station. It was the same on IP, where I spent like 10 years begging for calls. It was the same on Zeta when we had that ass-kicking show going in the morning there. After the novelty in the first couple of months, the phone was dead as a door. Even on INZ when I started changing the format there in midday. After the first month, I remember sitting there talking to myself, hour after hour, belly aching, bitching and carrying on. It's not the station. It's not me. It's this town. That ain't going to change. So what am I getting excited about? I don't give a flying crap if anybody ever calls this show again, to be honest with you. Because look at where seriously, what difference does it make? Am I going to get paid whether they call or not?
Yes.
You bet. Does anybody here pay any attention to it?
No.
Do they care?
No.
They couldn't give a crap if it's, in fact, you know, something they would like if the phone stopped ringing, and then they could take the phones out. That's right. Look at all the money we could save here. Don't let Greg Reed hear about this. By 1 o'clock, the phones will be gone. Oh, yeah, it's a talk show, but that don't mean we got to take phone calls. Hey, good thinking, boys. Let's get the phone company on the line. That's a sure way to get rid of those pain in the ass phone problems we've been having. Just take the goddamn phones out. Oh! God. What a concept. That's the way they are. And what's wrong with being cheap? What's wrong with being a cheap prick? That's what I always said. As long as the paychecks come through, as long as they cash, that's all we care about. A lot of free meals like our friends at the Pizza Loft today, and I'm giving Jeff 20 or 30 free plugs, and why not? In fact, I think in lieu of the phone calls, I'll just sit here and give everybody free plugs, like if Sam Ash shows up today, and that unit turns out to work good. Unlike that crappy camcorder that Gary Sarter got me, that ain't the right one, that weighs about 25 pounds, like you can get a hernia lugging it around. I tell the guy I want the lightest, the most compact, the most lightweight one that money can buy. Price is no object. You know me. I can afford a few extra bucks, okay? I'm not trying to Jew or goy anybody down with a price. Just give me one that works. And you leave it to a needle nose like Gary Sarner. He brings me this, you know, in the beginning I thought it was okay until I lifted it. And the camcorder too. God, and it's like having an extra piece of luggage. Who the hell wants that? It weighs like about 85 pounds. Here's a mobile in Davie. Hello. Mobile in Davie. 50 minutes and 9 seconds this guy waited.
Maybe Greg heard you and pulled the phones out.
Oh, I think Greg disconnected the phone. You're right. Here's a lady in North Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Neil. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Hi. You enjoying your lunch?
So far, so good.
Oh,
if I would stop a minute and have a chance to eat, it would be great.
Great, great. Well, let me talk. Can you go ahead and
go ahead.
Eat?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a shame. You had Arnold's Royal Castle a while back. Who brought the food?
Meaning what?
Well, Murray used to bring it.
Well, somebody else brought it. Murray ain't bringing it anymore.
How about Hudson? Was Hudson?
It was Hudson, yeah.
Oh, right. I like Hudson.
Yeah.
He's neat. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But nobody beats Murray. I miss Murray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm from North Miami. I live down from where you used to live, at Twin Lakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Paul's Drugs?
Yes, I do.
The little,
I remember it very well.
In the back?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're gone, too. Yeah.
I used to buy my stamps at Paul's Drugs.
Me too. Now
remember Mary's Pizza?
Oh, my God. I had the most delicious...
I'll tell you one thing. Jeff Cohen's lucky that Mary's Pizza's out of business because that place was dynamite.
Oh, absolutely. We were one of the last
almost
people
as good as
to
the
eat there. They're across from the flea market.
Right. Well, you know what happened since all the Schwartzes moved in there to North Dade, that everybody else moved out, so all the places went out of business. Paul's Drugs is gone. Mary's is long gone.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Rib Shack places up there.
Hey, even Barbecue Barn went...
Barbecue Barn went bust?
Well, they're there, but they're not owned by the same people.
Yeah. Although that Wonder Watermelon stand is doing pretty good. Right up there by the Golden Glades Interchange.
Golden
they're doing
Glades, all right. Yeah, the Spaghetti Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we just had major elections in North Miami. They have to have a re-election on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But between Celestine and Frank Walland.
Yeah.
We'll see how that turns out.
Okay,
yeah,
we sure will.
Let me ask you something.
In
closing.
Killing me.
You had mentioned earlier there was a cat show.
Yeah.
When is it, please?
I don't know. I threw the crap out.
Oh, no. I was going to ask you.
22nd and 23rd, the Dade County Youth Fair.
Wonderful. Listen, if you're not going to use the tickets, could I?
Okay, 21 before noon if I can. I want you to stop and think about this, okay? I have like a couple of calls on the board. Three at the moment, okay? Three. This broad, this bitch calls here pretending to be like, oh, my, you remember this? Remember, with all this verbal foreplay, which I should have known that she had no material. What is she doing? She's sucking around for the free cat show tickets. The pussy lady. She's sucking around for cat show tickets. Lady, I hope you wind up tomorrow with 25 fur balls deep in your throat, okay? Or something even worse. God, story of my life. Like I said, I'm all hyped up and I got myself convinced everything is so great. But these calls, this town, see, that's the one, I can't change that. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. That was one of the most shameless piece of direct calls I have ever had in my life. Unacceptable, unbelievable. Lady, if I had 50,000 tickets to the freaking cat show, I still wouldn't give them to you, okay? Bitch. No, seriously, that's a bitch. If you look up the word in the dictionary, her puss is right next to it where it says bitch. 20 till noon at QAM, you know, provision.
Anybody have a heart or a liver?
Shove those butties up my ass. Shove those butties up my ass. Make my world go rockin' when they go hoppin' with one tug on the string. Shove those butties up my ass. Shove those butties up my ass. I'd appreciate it if they lubricated with oleo, that's fine. Shove those butties up my ass. Shove those butties up my ass. Use that margarine to help slide them in. It's easier that way. Want my ecstasy to last, so don't pull them out too fast. First you start out slowly and speed up only when the last one's about to pop. Shove those butt beads up my ass. Shove those butt beads up my ass. But don't tell nobody, they'll think it's funny and laugh behind my back. Shove those butt beads up my ass. Shove those butt beads up my ass. It should be okay, cause what I ate ain't likely to give me gas. Shove those butt beads up my ass. Shove those butt beads up my ass. Count all the plastic off, or have to call the paramedic again.
Okay, you want to tell these stories on the air now? Okay. Jeff Cohen is in here telling me all of these ass stories. I mean, right in the middle of my lunch. Just unbelievable. This guy is getting laid more than any 40 of you guys put together. But don't stop coming, he said. Okay, we got 400 open lines here. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. I take it all back. This place sucks, okay? Does that make you happier?
No.
Okay. Here's a fax from Bob, as in Bob and Neil. It says, after this horrible tragedy in Colorado and listening to all these simple, mostly right-wing solutions involving God and Jesus and the Ten Commandments and all sorts of other superstition, it's so refreshing to hear that there are rational, intelligent young people like Holly at Piper High. Right, Bob? I hope she stands by what she said in her letter and will not allow anyone to cloud her excellent judgment with any religious BS. The inevitable consequence of this letter, of course, is that some Christian asshole, most likely someone more than twice her age, will respond to Holly's letter in a very condescending manner with more religious Bible verses and simple answers. Hooray for Holly, says Bob. Who's the only one that has any response to it. Our callers, they're nonplussed. They got nothing to say. So like I said, like my mother always says, life could be beautiful, but it ain't. And this job could be sensational, but it ain't because not of inside here, but because of outside. Because of these phones, because of this audience, because of these deadheads. 567. Oh, I got news for her. I don't care, though. Like I said, I got a whole new attitude about it. I always liked that Ricky Martin a lot. Especially the song he does on his album with Madonna. Couldn't sing his way out of a paper sack. If you stuck a gun in his
rectum,
you might like it, but he couldn't sing his way out of a paper sack. Cuidado con mi corazón. This is the way. Listen to this. This is just so bad. There's anybody who thinks that this guy can sing?
Be
careful with my heart, you could break it.
I mean, it's like a joke, isn't it? Isn't that like a put-on? What kind of a voice is that? Be careful. I mean, that's unbelievable. He makes, like I told you yesterday, you laughed, but he makes Enrique sound like Hercules. He does. Boy, oh boy. Be careful with my... And this guy's making millions. There's hope for all of us, okay? I think they're disconnecting all the goddamn lines as I speak. I think I gave him a good idea here. Look, I got two calls on the board. Here's a mobile in Davie. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil?
Yes, I am. God, hey, these people
do. Paradise Limo in Davie.
Yeah?
And we want to tell you, we'll comp you also, and we stock our cars with soda, ice...
Okay, great, thank you. Here's a mobile in Weston. Hello?
Hi, Neil.
I got one lady that wants the pussy tickets, and I got this guy wants a free plug. Yes?
Boy, both those...
You're our last call, sir. This is it. This is the end of my life. Just when I finally got to liking his job, now the audience craps out. Just like they always do to you in this town. They turn on you like a rat, like a cornered rat.
Yeah, you know, I was going to, my first intro was going to be, you know, you really need to like your job. When you get up in the morning, you need to have a good positive attitude.
Right.
You seem to have that at the beginning, but these people are just calling in and making your life miserable.
They're not even calling in.
They're not even calling in. My question for you, Neil, just curious, and I might be stupid or something, but how do you guys get your ratings? How do they tally their ratings every month as far as...
They pick them out of a hat.
Well, you always seem to be getting a good rating.
Because I'm lucky, that's right.
Because
I know the guy that picks, he feels around, he feels the change, he knows which ones they yank out.
Really?
Well, they send diaries out. Arbitron sends diaries out to various parts of town, and people fill them out and if they feel like it, and that's the way they do it.
Really? They just mail them to people?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they call you first, and they give you like a buck or some stupid thing like that, and then if you happen to be an ethnic, they give you like $2 or $5 to make it more likely you'll fill it out.
All right. Thanks, Neil. I appreciate it. Have a good show.
Okay. God bless you, sir. Okay. The audience is out of material. Is that a bulletin?
No.
5670560. They got nothing to say about Holly Doherty's letter to the editor. It's the best letter I've ever written. It gives me hope for the future of the human race. And this audience has got nothing to say about it. They got nothing to say about poor Benji, this dog. You know, see, that's what's wrong with you people. You got no heart. You have no passion for anything. Here they want to kick this little 17-year-old dog off the grounds at Calder because the people that run it now from Churchill Downs are a bunch of grave-robbing assholes. You show me a person that doesn't like a dog, and I'll show you somebody that belongs in a box. I'll tell you that right now, including the assholes at Churchill Downs, including Kenny Dunn at Calder Racecourse. Shame on you, sir. Probably scared of your own shadow. He don't want to step on anybody's toes over there, of course, because he don't want to get canned by the people at Churchill Downs, which will probably blow him out of there anyway. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
From Gainesville. How are you today?
Okay, sir.
Hey, I was, that last guy was stupid, by the way. I just wanted to make a comment. You were talking about day trading earlier, start of your show.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know my experience with day trading. I was sitting in a hotel room on a Friday afternoon with my laptop and did this day trade, made $8,000 in 5 minutes.
Or right.
Eight minutes. So I thought I was a day trader. Monday I lost $11,000.
Boy!
Right.
So,
the yin and the yang, man.
It was an interesting experience.
It's the old in and out, like in your bank account.
Did you get to watch that Leafs game last night?
Yeah, I watched it. I saw that Phantom first goal, but I'm not going to bellyache. I'm not going to be a crybaby when you don't have
it. It was an exciting game.
The first period was a coma, and the last two periods were great. And you just could feel that the Leafs were going to blow up because their defense is young and inexperienced, and they just are frantic in their own end. But it's only 2-1.
That's it. You want your buyout stock tip for the day?
Yeah.
DMEC.
Drec? Oh, DMEC.
Yeah, it's Diamond Entertainment Corporation. They're going to be bought out here by one of the large retailers.
Okay, I'm hopping right on it. 50
that's
grand.
The word.
Okay, thanks, pal.
Have a great day.
Yeah, there you go. DMEC, hop on it, guys. I think that's what we ought to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. See, I was reading about that thing. We discussed this once on air about the laws, about whatever they call that, about goosing stock prices up, hyping. And if you are involved in that business and you don't reveal that you have stock in whatever company you're promoting, then it's illegal, and the SEC steps in. But if you're not involved in the business, if you're not a broker or somehow involved in securities, then you can go on and promote anything you want. I say that's what we ought to do with the show instead of wasting our time trying to get rational calls since we don't get any anyhow. is let's start making a lot of money, everybody. Let's just start goosing up, pick a stock every day, and we'll just, whatever. We'll just pour that thing to the top. Push it up there, huh? We'll get on the internet and start giving bogus tips like they do. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. I really thought I was out of the woods here today, you know? I really thought that today was a turning point in my life until I started looking at this phone, until that bitch called about those cat tickets. You know, I could say I found four sheets of goddamn Charmin toilet paper, slightly used, on the floor here, and within 5 minutes somebody would call and say, well, you know, Neil, Grandma threw all the toilet paper in that little box, and it's getting really rough over here, and we feel like the two guys in that Bud Light commercial, you know? Paper or plastic, you know the spot I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And how about, can we have that toilet paper? I'm serious. There's almost nothing I've ever said that came into this place that somebody didn't want. No matter what it was. We had like that one broad I got that old bag who's calling up and she doesn't even know what we're giving away. Here's a lady mobile in Coral Springs. Hello.
Hey, Neil. I'm a first-time caller.
All right.
And how are you?
Great.
I am not calling for tickets. I'm calling to tell you I'm an atheist.
Great. What we need. We need it. Where the hell are all the atheists today, goddammit, so to speak?
I'm calling to tell you that I enjoy your show. I'm calling to tell you that yesterday you said you were taking a Kogan shower by yourself, and I don't care if you're not straight or anything else, I would have given you a hug any day.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's a little nervous when you're on the radio for the first time.
Yes.
And I like your show. And I'm very happy with this new Goy Down because I happen to be Jewish by background, and I'm tired of people always saying, Jew me down.
That's
Jew
right.
Me down.
Let's Goy him down.
So that's a good one. And I like that. And I hope those people start calling in with things other than broken teeth on officers and whatever it is, pizza parlors.
And happy circus to you.
Same to you.
See ya.
All right? Take care.
Bye. 5670560. Where's the atheist out there in this audience? Don't tell me that I'm the only heathen around here, me and George, because you're in a goddamn closet. Isn't that the problem? Aren't you in a closet?
Uh-huh.
But see, this is the problem. The only people that speak up in this country are the right wing, the fanatics, the fanatical goyim and the Orthodox Jews, those crazy people with those, like his accountant in there, that crazy David. But everybody else sits back like the cats got their tongue at the goddamn cat show in Dade County. Anybody want those tickets, by the way?
No.
God, I can't believe that. Well, I can. But I mean, that she brought it, sucking around to a new level, that broad. I mean, starts with that little small talk, all this boring stuff about Paul's drugs and stuff. People are like, I mean, Mary's Pizza went out of business 20 years ago, honey. The Schwarzers took over North Miami 100 years ago. So I should have suspected, but, you know, being in such a good mood in the middle of my lunch today, she caught me with my guard down, with my right guard down. So how's Joe Costello now that he and Tommy had a free lunch? Is he feeling a little bit better about life and he won't act so childish next time he sees naked pictures of guys with hanging out?
They're slap happy.
Yeah, they're slapping it. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, did you already talk about that Ricky Martin little riot yesterday?
I don't know about it. Anything about it.
Really? I guess he did it. I guess it was in New York at Tower Records. He did a, I don't know, he performed a song, I guess, out in the street or whatever, and like a mini riot broke out.
Yeah, and maybe they were pissed off. Maybe they heard it. maybe they sent the noise pollution people in.
They might have been. Hey, did you, and I'm sure you already noticed that Whammy is so desperate now, they put 10s on every night at 11 o'clock.
No, I haven't noticed because I don't watch Whammy.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it since our show went off.
And I don't watch
the only thing
much.
I ever watch on there is a couple, once in a while, out of a sadistic thing, I'll watch a Marlin inning or two.
Right.
Other than that, I don't watch it.
Right. Hey, you don't have
especially that grainy picture that they got on there, you know?
You don't happen to have any Jupons for that cat show, do you?
Yes, I do. Hang on.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, send that guy 500 Jupons for it, okay? For the scat show. Oh, lady, you are something, honey. You're the epitome about what this town's all about. Can I have that for free? I don't care what it is. How about that toilet paper he was joking about? If you really got it, we'll take it. It's slightly used, but it's recyclable. Oh, what a place. 4 minutes till noon at 560 QAM.
It's erection time! I'm gonna kick off my shoes, strip off my dress. It makes me wet when I see you get a big erection. That's too big for my mouth. I want it mercenary and on top of you. And take it out my lubricated poop suit. Give me an erection and nail me to the wall. E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N. I want to drain your balls. I want to lob and wally on you and to shoot your Uzi. And then I'll give it a blow. In the morning it gets as big as this. At least until you take a piss. I want to wrap my lips around your pulsing tube and make your wonder worm explode with blue. That's some erection, and it's uncircumcised. E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N. I want to drink your balls.
See, I should have known that things were going a little bit too good this morning, that I was deluding myself. And, of course, the callers have brought me back to reality because the phone is dead as a doornail. I mean, how can I get the phone to ring at some sponsor's place when I can't get my own phone to ring? Do you know what I'm saying? So what the hell does Todd Dreck expect? Yeah, here's the latest episode. And, see, this is what happened when you got a place like this. There's nobody running it. You got everybody running around in the hallway, bop, 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 talking up a blue streak, like Todd Dreck in our sales department. And, of course, we know about him.
He's an asshole.
To say the best, that's an understatement. In fact, you know something? That's an insult to the word asshole, to connect Todd Dreck with the word. Just to give you an idea, the kind of I mean, we got some good salespeople, too. John Penis, I give him a little bit of crap, but just to keep him on his toes. Brian's a good guy. Anybody else that we like?
Adam.
Well, Adam got a little problem. Well, Adam doesn't sell this show. I'm talking about people that sell this show. Do we have any other salespeople in this building who sell this show besides John Penis and Brian?
No.
I don't think so. Huh? I can't think of anybody. So at any rate, to make a long story short, I mentioned the other day that this Todd Dreck keeps bugging George and running around the rest of the building asking other people to intercede with George to get tapes of these commercials. We don't do tapes, okay? We don't make cassettes. In addition to which, he can make all the cassettes in the world, and it's still not going to get the phone to ring at any place, whether it's Culligan Water or any other sponsor, okay? Now, I didn't realize we had a problem because the Culligan people came to my home last Thursday, which he made a big project out of and a big song and a dance, and came in here and I asked him a very simple question. You were a witness, and he went through this long, convoluted thing about the agency, this, and pop, 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 pop. I mean, I thought I was losing my mind. It was like if I asked you what day of the week it is, and you went into the Gettysburg Address. You know, it wouldn't make any sense. And so now come to find out that he's running around the hallway just because I ripped him an ass on the air yesterday, which if he's going to be a sales hole around here, he should get used to that because in his case, he deserves it. But running around a hallway about I'm a strange guy and I'm this and I'm that and the Culligan people haven't got one phone call yet and I suck and great. If I suck, then let me ask you something, Todd. What are you wasting your time selling this show for? We can't bat 1,000. I'd like to bat 1,000 over the years. We've had some sponsors on that we've never been able to, for whatever reason. We've never been able to succeed for them. Nobody bats 1,000. Anybody that's been listening since I came on here in this station, 99% of the people that were on here when I started, they're still on. Am I right?
Yeah. You've been doing Culligan, what, 2-3 days?
Yeah, a couple of spots. Well, you know, maybe he doesn't understand advertising, that there's like a residual thing. Maybe he doesn't understand that. Because the last water people I did, which I won't mention their name since they're out of business, unfortunately, were bought out by somebody else and were owned by Wayne. Remember the tremendous response that they had? I mean, unbelievable. In fact, I still have the letter from them kissing me all over every part of my body. They had phenomenal response, but they understood what advertising was all about, that there's a residual factor involved. But how can you be a salesperson and not understand how advertising works? Unless, of course, you're full of crap. So rather than running around the building telling everybody else who will listen, since they have no effect or no impact on this show, why not tell me what's happening if there's a problem? Wouldn't that make more sense?
Yes!
I mean, we've accumulated the strangest bunch. I mean, it's Peter Leonard again. You were out taking a leak or something. He come in here before the show started, when Screw Ann was in here having her picture made with me, which I have no idea what that's all about. Maybe, well, she likes pictures, you know. She's got a drawer full of them in there. She's got her drawers full. You know what I'm talking about?
Roy!
No, I mean the pictures. And so this creepy little Peter Leonard guy who looks like he just, like a slime ball, like he just crawled out of a dumpster, like he slept in there for weeks. And he sticks his head in the door. Oh, you're really smoking. That same ass-sucking crap again that he was giving you the other day. Oh, tell me, he's really smoking. Yeah, smoke this. I think he's smoking. In fact, tell me he's ought to start sharing with us, okay? Must be some pretty good crap. But as far as Todd Dreck is concerned, I mean, hey, you know, you reap what you shall sow, or whatever the hell that crap says, whatever that old saying is, that old Bubba Micey. You want to deal with people like a mensch, honestly and openly, and tell me the lay of the land? Fine, I'll see what I can do for you. But if you want to run around a building backstabbing and stabbing me in the back and telling everybody what a piece of crap I am, maybe I am a piece of crap, okay? If so, sell the morning show. Sell the Humper show, okay? Go call on that beverages place. Beverages and whatever that place was before it's too late. Oh, it's too late? You know, all of these things. God. You do the best you possibly can. You, like I said, you try to be a pro. And then like today, today's the first day when I don't give a crap anymore, just like they do. Why should I have a different attitude? Here's David and Pompano. Why are we doing names, David?
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Oh, then, oh, no. Oh, see what I mean? An hour ago, I was on top of the world. All you people out there that think I exaggerate about this business, the highs and the lows, the yin and the yang, the ups and the downs, oh, my God, talk about manic depressive with no ups. Why are you on the phone, David Horror Show?
I'm just calling to...
What in God's name do you want?
I
want
to know if you're going to celebrate the return of the world's most famous doctor.
What in God's name, what the F are you talking about?
Your friend Hannibal Lecter.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I just want to know if you're anticipating
the
new book.
No.
No.
Okay, that answers that.
When am I going to get some information from you grave robbers over there?
Well, I'll get you information.
Yeah, I got information. I'm not talking about information on races. I'm talking about information on what's going on for the spots. You know, like Carol and that hotshot you brought in from Chicago and you and the other grave robbers over there. I guess I'll have to pull a page off the program at the track tonight to find out what the schedule is for the rest of May, won't I?
No,
I'm sure
well, I
will.
Guess maybe you will.
I'm sure I will. Okay, David.
Right.
Talk to you again someday. Not too soon. Oh, click. Good. Good. He's learning. Don't ever call here again. Have you ever met this man? I'm going to tell you, you're in for a real treat someday.
When's the dining room
open? Oh, boy. I'm telling you, you have... What was the character's name that Bela Lugosi played in Frankenstein? He was the...
Igor.
Igor. He makes Igor look like Ricky Martin, okay? David Horror Show. And the most annoying, the most... Like tonight, remember when Channel 10 did that ass-sucking piece, that Diane Magnum? And they followed me out to Pompano Park. They sent a photographer out there. He's got a whole table set up. Like there's going to be some kind of a banquet, like they're bringing Ann Bishop's body back, and like Sandy Payton is going to be sitting there holding her hand. Or, just unbelievable, this guy, in a dream world. And they were going to do all these fundraisers for Setter One up there at the track. Did they ever...
No.
No. And, of course, do I wonder why he relates to Hannibal Lecter?
No.
9 minutes past noon. I got news for you. He wouldn't touch you, David. He wouldn't have you for breakfast. 9 minutes past noon at 560 WQAM. Hey,
what's the lotion in the basket?
There once was a man named Bill who lived on Capitol Hill. He gave me a dress and made it a mess, and I kept it under my bed in my house. Nah, that's no good. Okay, let's see. All right. Roses are red. The White House is white. I signed in the log book one night. No, that's no good either. Hickory dickory dock. The president showed me his. No, that's no good. Okay, I got it. Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, Bill got naked, except for my blouse. My parents were nestled, all snug in their bed, while I was giving the president
No, that's no good either.
No.
Okay, 12:15 at 560 WQM. We got Jim Mad Dog Mandich for Hank, who's up in Baltimore at the Preakness today. Mandich from 2 to 6. Kimba Bokamper, 6 o'clock till 10. Marlins at San Diego, 10 o'clock tonight. Any?
No.
Okay, 5670560, pound 560. I might just do the rest of the show about that Todd Dreck, you know what? I might just do like an hour and 44 minutes, which is what we got left. Maybe there's just something in the water. There's something in the air. Maybe the chemistry is wrong. You know what I'm saying, Todd? Maybe it's that Gary Sarner thing. Like I said, fat boy Jeff High is God compared to Todd Dreck. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Yes.
I want to congratulate that young lady up there in
Piper High.
Piper High.
Good for you, sir. God bless you.
Or stating she is an atheist.
Right.
I'm an atheist for 54 years.
Right.
And I want her to know she's not alone, okay? She's with
people. Yeah, but let me ask you, where are all the other atheists? I know most of the people listening to me right now don't believe in any of this bull crap, whether they like the label or not. Where are these people? Why are they all in the closet?
Well, to be honest with you, I think they, for some reason or other, they think they should be ashamed to admit they're an atheist.
Ashamed not to believe in fairy tales? I thought when you grow up, you don't believe in fairy tales
well,
anymore.
It's a society pressure, okay?
Oh,
I have been denied jobs, okay? Because
really?
I openly said I was an atheist, okay? So that's probably one of the reasons. And by the way, she's not alone. You know that every member who got a Nobel Prize in sciences are all Nobel Prize winners.
Right.
And she's with good company. Carl Sagan, Steve Hawkins, Sir Isaac Newton, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
Even Wayne Newton, right.
And one of the things that stands out about atheism is the more education you get, okay, the more you become an atheist. You never find anybody who has a high school dropout or who basically has the IQ of his neck size as an atheist. They're all believers. Okay.
I think God is messing with our phone line here. Okay.
And I highly recommend a book called History of God. Okay.
Okay. By.
Okay.
Who's the author?
It escapes me. She's Cambridge in England. It's a book about the size of a Sears Roebuck catalog. It explains how all these fairy tales fit together all the way from Judaism, Christianity, Muslim, blah, blah, blah. And this is the worst plague that has ever entered mind. And Karl Marx is correct. Religion is the opium for the masses.
It's pablum for small minds. And God bless you, sir. And, you know, a guy called me yesterday, and I didn't realize how profound his call was, either yesterday or Monday, how profound the call was. Because on the one hand, he claimed to agree, but on the other hand, it's like, well, I'm not really sure. And like when I asked him about stepping on an ant, does it die? And well, as far as we know. So in other words, basically what you're saying is that death isn't something we really look forward to, and we just can't accept it. So if stepping on the ant or the cockroach or squashing that mosquito like this, which I do as much as possible, because I don't want to get bitten to a bloody crisp by mosquitoes, if that doesn't do it for you, let me use the best example I can again of a rose, okay? A rose is a beautiful flower. You know, it grows, it blooms, it blossoms, and then it starts drying out and wilting, and it dies. Is there anybody who believes in rose heaven?
No.
Well, there probably is. Maybe that cat lady does. Why is it? I mean, maybe it's not the most pleasant thing in the world, but why is it that American people just can't seem to accept the concept of death? 5670560. I mean, we're dying here today. Make no mistake about that, on a day when I ought to be kicking ass, on a day when I've been reborn. I've had my own kind of born-again experience, and it's got nothing to do with no stupid God. It's got to do with a whole different attitude about life. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
I'd like to change the subject for a second and get back on hype.
Change the subject? Who's got a subject? We have nothing going on.
Well, I don't want to talk about God. I want to talk about this whole hype thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people camped out in Davie for Star Wars tickets.
Yeah, there's another classic example.
And people...
Now, let me ask you this question. Are those people adults, any of them?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
There was a woman about, there was a woman about 50 years old with a tent, in front of the Movie Co. thing out in Davie, waiting for Star Wars tickets.
Oh.
And then you got people rioting in Manhattan over Ricky Martin. I mean, what?
Yeah, right.
Does anybody in this country have a life?
A brain. It's not a question that they have a life, that they have a brain.
But how do you support yourself if you can camp out for a month?
Yeah, what kind of a life could you have to be hanging out for Star Wars?
For Star Wars, for a movie that they've already said is probably
they're gonna see something new that they didn't see before. Oh, but the special effects.
Yeah,
great.
The special
I can't
effects.
Wait for more special effects.
I mean, there's three actors and a bunch of computers. That's
right.
What you're gonna go watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and people are going crazy over it.
And the Ricky Martin thing, I'm serious. I'm so glad that we got that new CD of his yesterday, because when I started playing it, I've heard his Hoochie Coochie stuff before, and who needs it? But now that we're starting to play the other stuff, I never realized before just how pathetic he is. He can't sing a note.
But anybody
can scream, oh, no, those three. That doesn't take any singing talent. Sing a song, this guy can't sing one note.
No, but they buffed and polished him and marketed him to death.
They butched him up big time.
Yeah, exactly.
And he still floats. Okay, God bless you, sir.
All right.
Okay, the Hype Masters, man. The Masters of Hype, that's what it's all about. Whether it's the goddamn, whatever the toy of the year is. You know, we got the, what the hell were the damn little gremlin things?
Furbies.
Yeah, the Furbies. Every year they got some other, and of course each year they have to be uglier and more grotesque than the year before, and people are going into Kmart blowing each other's brains out because they got to get the last one for their kid, goddammit, or else. Maniacs. And you wonder why the religion thing is so big? Ho-ho. 5670560, #560. I'll tell you one thing, you would have walked in that restroom this morning, the one that Geldy was talking about, and taken a whiff of that, and you know there would be no God. Man. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You guys made, I don't know if you guys made it or not, but there was a tape put out a little while ago, a couple years ago, about your of your commercials, and I had one.
Tape of our commercials?
The funny commercials you all put out.
Yeah.
The one about all the different names of your phallus and whatnot. I was wondering, is there any way I can get another one of those?
Hang on a second. George will give you the number for center one.
All right.
Hold on. Okay, whatever line he's on, three or wherever he is, give him the center one number. He wants to know what to name it. Let's go to Hollywood. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to ask you how you're doing because everybody asks you that. The Steve Pizza guy calling in. I go to all the Dolphin games.
The Steve's Pizza guy that I hung up on last year because you were bellyaching about something?
Well, at least I don't.
I don't want to talk to you, okay, jackass? I don't care if I had no calls on the board. I wouldn't waste my time talking to you. Remember that guy? Is your memory as good as mine? Called in that day to whine. Everything was a problem. Wah, wah. Steve's Pizza is great. I never heard anybody say they didn't like Steve's Pizza, okay, except you. Maybe they just don't like you, pal. Maybe that's it. Don't take it personally unless you want to. 5670560, #560. And, of course, as soon as the guy calls and identifies, instead of just saying hi and then going on with his thing, he's got to identify himself as the Steve's Pizza guy, which is like saying, I'm a loser. This is that loser. That professional malcontent. I don't want to hear, the only mal I want to hear from today is the guy who's bringing me my CD burner.
Boca Bryan will be bringing it.
Good, then I don't have to see that loser. Like I said. Isn't that something?
And don't rip up that blank check either.
What do you mean by that?
It goes on. The story continues.
No, I want to hear the story, okay? Because if those people down there at Sam Ass are up there.
Why don't you pick up line two and he'll tell you the story, then I'll fill in the
Okay, hello. Hello?
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that, but I'll let you know, just like I told George, I was listening to you earlier, and then I happened to go into Sam Ash to buy some manuscript paper, and the lady at the desk is yelling at this heavy-set salesman that he shouldn't have promised you to let Boca Bryan pick it up on your credit card because they're not giving a $600 piece of equipment to someone else. You know, it wasn't his card. If it's a credit card order, it got to get shipped out of New York, and if you want it today, you're going to have to pay for a messenger to go get it. And that's what I told George.
So the rest of the story is...
Yes.
They ripped up the credit card order. Boca Bryan is going to pay for it. You're going to reimburse him. He's bringing it.
Sir, go ahead.
I wanted to talk to you about something else, though, Neil.
Yeah, but can you believe that?
Yeah. It's funny. I happened to walk in there talking about Boca Bryan on a radio station.
I mean, like I'm some kind of a deadbeat? Like they can't take my credit? You know that's my American Express Platinum card?
Oh, the insurance and shipping, and we can't be responsible for somebody who isn't an employee.
And insurance
something.
And shipping of what? Insurance on what? For him to drive it from there to here?
Well, they don't know from Boca Bryan.
From our gate to here?
Blah, blah.
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to know, as a fellow atheist, if you've ever run into the same problem that I have. The person next to you sneezes.
Yeah.
And you don't say anything because God bless you is like the most ridiculous thing in the world to say.
I say that to people. It's just a saying. It's just a matter of speech. What's the difference with it?
Well, do you happen to know how it was originated? I heard an interesting bit on that.
No.
In medieval times, when you sneeze, people thought that devils went up your nose.
Of course they do.
Oh, of course.
Right.
That's why they say, God bless you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I always say when someone says, God bless you, well, thank you for, for commenting on my bodily functions. What are you going to say if I burp or fart?
Or how about just saying, God damn it? Yeah.
There you go. But it's always a pregnant pause when I don't say anything.
In fact,
so
if you do fart, I will say, God
damn it. There you go. Well, I was wondering how you handle that. You just say it, huh?
Sometimes I do. Or sometimes I'll say Gesundheit, which I don't even know what that means in German, but
God bless you.
Yeah, it means God bless you. Man. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, 56704. That's that story about Sam's ass. It just gets worse and worse. And you know something? Did I ask? I just
that was the arrangement in the beginning. Anyway.
No. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking in general. I didn't even know from Sam's ass. All I did was bring up the subject of a CD burner. I wanted one, okay? And does anybody know where you get them, how much they are, what are they all about, how do they work, yada, yada, yada. And all of a sudden, this guy volunteers. And, oh, yeah, Volker Brian does business there, and he bought that big mixer there and spent a lot of money and blah, 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 blah. And they're making this into a project here. You'd think I was buying like a $50,000 piece of it, like I was buying a new transmitter for the radio station. Jesus Christ Almighty. Sam's ass. We got to hook him up with Todd Dreck. Talking about ass.
You going to do the spots?
Yeah, I'll give him a spot. Right on their doorstep. 27 past noon at QAM. Let me tell you.
Mornings on 560 WQAM will never be the same. Starting this Monday, it's the Sonny Fox and Greg Budell Happy Hour Review. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Only on 560 WQAM.
1232 at 560 QAM. You know, the one who got us started with this because I pulled the fax back out of my pocket where I've been keeping it. Volker Brian was the one that faxed us this thing yesterday. He was asking about the burner, about Sam Ash and those assholes over there. I don't want to start, getting on his case, but he's the one that started this whole big song and a dance. 5670560, and the callers were right yesterday. I could have gone into a million places, like right in my neighborhood there, bought one right off the shelf, given them my credit card, given them a check, given them cash. I could have been enjoying it already, and instead going through this big, long, convoluted thing with credit cards and with this and that and all this other garbage. Unbelievable. Like I'm some kind of a deadbeat. That's the way this town is. You want to buy something, you want to pay for it. I'm not looking for any special. Whatever the price is, I'll pay him for it. And you still can't buy it. I hope that they're independently wealthy, okay? I hope they're doing so much business like hand over limp wrist. Because evidently they don't need my business. Here's Miami. Hello. Miami. Yeah, okay. 14 minutes he waited for that. And then could barely get it out. And the words too. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Speaking of religion, my son is 20. He's a student at the University of Florida. He's getting married in July.
Yeah.
His mother had custody since he was 10. He's lived in Jacksonville. Church on every corner, that type of thing. Went to Christian schools.
Yeah.
He's a business major, but he's talking seriously about the seminary now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And,
why is that?
Well, he's been very religious. His girlfriend that he's marrying is very religious. And he's in the campus. They're in the campus Crusade for Christ thing. Now here's my problem. Parents are supposed to be supportive of kids. I mean, that's like the gig.
Yeah.
They say as long as he's happy, whatever kid does, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't.
Yeah.
Any suggestions?
Pray to the Lord.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck to you. You'll need it. Time to get on your knees and pray to the Lord, or just get on your knees. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Thank God that I'm the one that caught on the air and said, and of course then that guy from Hollywood who meant well, but sounded like Professor whatever that maniac was with the white hair, you know? Why is it that every time somebody proclaims to be an atheist, they always sound like some kind of the mad professor, you know, instead of just like your ordinary pedestrian, like nice Holly there from Sunrise? That's why the letter was such a breath of fresh air. somebody that actually has a brain and can think for herself. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil, how the hell are you?
Okay, sir.
Best thing I ever did is I just put up my new dish, little dish.
Right.
I told TCI to stick it up their rectum.
Yeah.
Stick it up their ass.
Again?
Yeah.
I watched all the hockey games last night, back and forth. It was excellent. And
yeah.
Usually with the TCI, I only have one choice. But thanks to the dish and all these ball games on, it's the best thing since Vegas.
Like I told you.
So you're right again. I want to thank my good close compadre for supplying me the dish. And won't say his name due to certain things.
Okay.
But hey, what's going on with Toronto?
They lost the game. That's what's going on.
I know. I'm just saying. What about that goal? What do you think about that?
There wasn't a goal. We don't cry in Toronto. We're not crybabies. It wasn't a goal. The puck never went over the line. But you know something? We blew the lead three times. When you keep doing that, you deserve to lose the game. So
that's
the way it goes.
We
don't make alibis. We don't make excuses. We're not crybabies like the Penguins and the Flyers.
That's right. Is it going to be the Seattle Penguins, I hear?
In Portland, they say now.
Portland?
Wouldn't that be pathetic?
That would. Because
that's
that
professional
area.
Sports. Like I keep telling you, that's what's happening with professional sports. They all keep going bankrupt. They can't build enough arenas and enough stadiums to pay all these overgrown.
The product sucks.
Huh?
The product sucks.
That's right.
I mean, you know, just watching these ball games last time, I'm clowning around, it's like 20 ball games of baseball, and
right.
I'm like, who are all these games?
I think the people that make no-dos are the ones that are sponsoring that crap.
Exactly.
Okay, God bless
anyway,
you.
Anyway, thanks a lot, Neil.
And have a great time. Hug your dish. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Of course, if you're Orthodox like your accountant, you have to have two dishes, one milkshake and one fleishik. Well, what's wrong with that? That's right, you can't only have one set of dishes. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Neil, good afternoon.
Good evening, yes.
I guess I don't need to throw any fire on this credit card thing and what idiots these people are, but I want to relate a little story to you about
you know what really gets me? I don't want to sound like I'm some kind of a big shot, but you know I make a few bucks, okay? I've got my platinum card. I do transactions, all these trips, I fly thousands and thousands of dollars at a time over the phone, no questions asked, no problem. And here I'm spending like $500 or $600 for this little, you know, it's not a major transaction to me, and they act like I'm buying a goddamn the Empire State Building.
Right, I understand.
God, what a bunch of assholes!
What a bunch of jerks! I mean, really, you're coming to them with money,
right?
You know, I mean, it's really simple.
And it's not like they're the only ones in the world that have got this thing. The guy said, what the hell's the place over where that yellow that place right by me there, by the Borders? With the yellow
Sound Advice?
No, not Sound Advice. The one with the yellow sign, whatever they got. I even have their credit card. Best Buy.
Best Buy.
I could walk from my house to Best Buy in 3 minutes, okay? And they got them over there, and probably less than what I'm going to pay today.
Right. Well, you know, there's nothing like good word of mouth, and there's nothing like bad word of mouth.
Yeah.
But, you know, about 7 years ago, a friend of mine called me from Brazil, and he wanted to do a very nice favor for a good friend of ours and buy him a car.
Yeah.
I called up the local dealer in Colorado, and I said, listen, I'd like to buy a brand new K5 Blazer. It's about $27,000 at that time. You know, the full size one, big V8, electric windows, the whole nine yards. Here's my friend's credit card number, Platinum American Express, from Brazil.
Right.
I would like it delivered Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, no problem. Christmas Eve, the car showed up, never signed for it, signature on file, cleared, no problem.
How do you like that?
I mean, that's making a sale, that's providing service, thank
right.
you very much.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was a third party. Here's my name. You know, I had my American Express, but I wasn't going to buy it.
Like I'm some stranger or something. The fact that I got from Boca Brian, I still got a bit deeper in my pocket now, so deep I'm feeling the change. It says, they always take good care of me, and they love you. Well, I'm going to tell you, they love me so much that they pretend today they don't know who the hell I am, and God forbid they should let that thing out of the store.
Right, and let's make it really easy for the consumer to get what they want.
Right.
I mean, you know, so anyway, I don't want to throw fire on it. I just want to
go ahead and show
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
God bless you. What, he sneeze? 567-057, or Gesundheit. Gesundheit doesn't mean God bless you.
It means like good health,
good health
or whatever.
Gesundheit. I mean, you're all of a sudden you're a German kind of linguist.
That's what I was told.
It means good health.
I was told it meant the same
Gesundheit.
Thing.
Gesundheit. Gesund, gesunder Heit means go in good health. Fuck Yiddish.
Isn't
that ironic? It's nice. Isn't it ironic that Yiddish and German are so alike?
Why not? Didn't you guys spend a lot of time there? Like, Schmutz means mud, and either one.
Just keep digging. Just get that shovel and keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper. Just keep heaving the schmutz. 21 before 1 at 560. You know, you said schmutz, and right away I thought of Todd Dreck. As soon as you said that, that name came to mind. Every time I think of something grotesque and unpalatable, Todd Dreck will come to mind. Because he's making such a big project, a big song and a dance. Instead of just sitting back and letting, you know, que sera, sera, baby, we'll do the best we can. Don't miss the biggest automotive event of the year. It's Potankin Toyota's $99 below invoice sale.
Oh, my God, your breasts are beautiful.
When I tan, they call me melanoma. I tan until I'm almost in a coma. Hawaii, Miami, and they never ever use any sunscreen. Sun with me, tan with me. Hope you don't mind, I'm a little freckly.
We lie in the sun till we get melanoma. We bake like a bun, you can smell the aroma. Our lights are all on, but there's nobody home. Hey, melanoma!
I spend all day at work planning that when I get off, I'll go tanning. I get naked and fake bake it. How much longer is my skin gonna take it? My astrologist and numerologist have to help me find a dermatologist.
We lie in the sun till we get melanoma. We bake like a bun, you can smell the aroma. Our lights are all on, but there's nobody home. Hey, melanoma! We lie in the sun till we get melanoma. We bake like a bun, you can smell the aroma. We got lumps on our skin bigger than a metronoma. Hey, melanoma! We don't care if we get melanoma. We got the best tan from here to Arizona. We're glad we don't have genital condyloma. Hey, melanoma!
1245 at 560, WQM, the Mad Dog.
All right.
Jim Mandich for Hank. Hank's up at the Preakness, Baltimore, for 20 or 30 days off. Nice going, Humper. More power to you. That's the way we do it around here. Want to take two or three, four or five extra days off? No problem. That's why we like it here. And by the way, you know, speaking of Todd Dreck, I don't want to get worked up about this, but I will anyway. I'll make an exception in his case. Since he's obviously the one that wrote this first copy, this first piece of Dreck, about cooking gefilte fish. How do you cook gefilte fish? See, when you got salespeople, I want to start, you know, putting your shtick into the copy and writing in their idea of your humor in there. You know, nobody cooks kreplach or gefilte fish, okay? In addition to which, gefilte fish comes out of a jar, you don't cook it, and it comes in that gel and that mung, which hopefully you wash off before you eat it, before you put the horseradish on. Cooking gefilte fish, is this man out of his mind?
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to get started on that for a few minutes. 5670560, pound 560. See, you know, before, if you heard the whole show today, you've heard it. You've seen the transformation right before your very ears. Started out this morning thanks to my close personal friend Steve Goldstein, a.k.a. Goldie, who brought both George and yours truly back to reality. Just a good quick dose in the tea room this morning of reality, that is, of what a wonderful place this is, because nobody's running it and you do whatever the hell you want. Nice going, Goldie. I've got a whole different attitude about him. I don't care about the squeaky voice. He ain't a bad guy. He never stole a freight train. I say Geldy for the Panther or a play-by-play.
Oh!
Huh? Seriously, I'm going to start. My whole attitude about life has changed. I mean, the callers still suck, but nevertheless. And then between the Sam Asher whole thing, whatever that's all about, and Todd Dreck running all around the building. See, that's one thing about me. I show up here about 9:15 every morning, but I'm in here. I'm either taking a leak or I'm in here in this room. I'm not running around the building starting a rumor, stirring up trouble. 2:00, I'm out the door. I'm not schmoozing. I'm not starting rumors. I'm not, you know, stirring up a lot of crap. I come here and do my job. And I'm not running up and down the hall telling everybody what a jackass Todd Dreck is. I do that on the air. So why should I waste my time running up and down the hall doing it? You know, it's like getting on a street corner with a megaphone. Why should I do that when I can be on the air? You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Even though I'm very strange.
Weird.
I'm weird. Yeah? And what about you, Todd? Anybody seen you lately talk about weird? Here's a payphone in North Miami. Hello?
Hey, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm pissed off because...
Well, good.
Well, you bought that CD burner, which is great and good choice. But
right.
I bought like a $3,000 drum set from Sam Ashhole.
Yeah.
And there's no return policy. Okay, if you return it, you get store credit. So if
you don't get your money back?
You can't get your money
back.
Even
like the next day?
I don't want to say maybe they had 7 days, but I think they lock you in. Once you buy it, that's it. You're
locked. Mm-hmm.
That's it, you're locked.
Well, I'll find out about that.
And Well, I pulled over because I just want to tell you, it sucks. And you could have went to Best Buy. Would have gotten.
You know, like I said, I could walk in 40 seconds from my house to Best Buy. They love me in there. I got one of their credit cards. I mean, I've been in there several times. They love me in there. BrandsMart loves me right down the street. My friends at Appliance TV, which is a sponsor of mine, they love me. In the meantime, Boca Brian. See, don't blame Sam Ash. It's Boca Brian's fault.
And besides.
And if he thinks I'm paying him back for this thing, since he already paid for it.
And besides, it's like, hello, this is for Neil Rogers. You know the guy on
right.
the radio? It's like, yes, sir, right away, sir, whatever.
In addition to which, keep in mind, their guy, this Mel Adjusted, he's the one that called the show here yesterday and promised me a song and a dance and went through a big, oh, yeah, we love you over here, and ba-ba-ba, all this other crap.
Well, I love you, Neil. That's why I pulled over and told you.
And God bless you.
Take it easy.
And Gesundheit, too. 567. I'm not looking to be some big shot. I just want to spend my money. I don't care if I pay more than, I don't care. I'm not one of those stereotypes that runs around looking for wholesale all the time. Free is good. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, a few years ago, you remember the Hail Boppers? They all killed themselves because they believed that there was a UFO or a spaceship behind it, the Hail Bopp Comet. Everybody was outraged. These people are crazy. What are they thinking? Well, what's crazier, people that believe that there's a God and there's Christ is going to rise in the second coming.
Pathetic.
I mean, who's crazier?
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Anyway, shameless request.
Yes, sir.
Hank Goldberg. And
okay, great. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Must have got disconnected. Mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Dale.
Yes, sir.
The dish, the Vegas, the fish food. I mean, was this all your callers got?
What do you got?
Huh?
What do you got?
I'd like to talk about the lawsuit right away.
What lawsuit is that?
The Bridge Center lawsuit. Is that still going on?
Yeah, huh. 567-0560, pound 5. I mean, you talk about the pot calling the pedal of the pedal cute. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's North Miami. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
The last guy who called, Redneck Asshole.
Yes.
And I love religion because these people are incredible. They tell you the world is coming to an end. It's really bad. There's more crime.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you have to have a lot of babies. You know, I love it. You know,
yeah.
It's amazing. I used to be an altar
boy. And whatever you do, be sure and save those fetuses, too, because God gets pissed off.
I used to be an altar boy in the islands. And it was funny because, you know, a little grab-assing, nothing major ever happened.
Yeah,
the brainwash, you know, the brainwashing. And then you can't have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
Sex is evil and dirty. Otherwise, they're out of business.
They make you embarrassed of...
guilty.
You know,
that's right. If without the guilt trip, they're out of business.
I have to admit, people need a crutch. They don't believe in death, so they need something to make them live through. You know, they're weak. Religion people are dumb and weak. Thank you, Neil.
And amen. Bye-bye. God bless you. There you go. Very sad. They're dumb and weak. Excellent. Nice job there, sir. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on.
567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Holly Doherty. Freshman at Piper High and Sunrise, I salute you, sweetheart, even though this audience is in a coma and they have nothing to say about your great letter to the editor in the Herald this morning, which I read on the air, and I salute you for having more balls than all these people put together in this audience. Bunch of cowardly wimps. Then that Islands guy that called a couple of days ago, oh, well, you expect us to believe what you... I don't care what you believe, okay? But I know damn well that the overwhelming majority of people listening to this show know damn well that what I'm saying is the truth. They just are too much of a bunch of pussies to say it. Everywhere you look in this town, pussy, pussy everywhere, baby. That's what it's all about. Even this damn cat show with the whatever this thing is. And by the way, you know, I didn't even tear up these tickets. Remember that broad that wanted them? Oh, it's too late. I just did. Just tore them up. That was an act of... 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a mobile in Margate. Hello.
Hey, Neil. First time I ever called a radio talking show, they had to make a comment on the gefilte fish. My mother made the best gefilte fish and scratch you've ever tasted.
Yeah.
She boiled it and she fried it also. It was like a... Unfortunately, I don't know what the recipe was, so I couldn't tell you how to
do it. Oh, thank you. Okay, well, get a new phone, too. Have Grandma buy you a new phone when she comes back. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Nobody makes gefilte fish anymore, sir. I hate to break the news to you. That's wonderful. All the bubbies, they used to work over the stove. Now you buy gefilte fish in a store in a jar. Anybody with a brain, they don't cook gefilte fish. They buy it in a jar. I know that Todd Direct don't understand that yet. Maybe somebody can explain that to him. When he isn't busy running up and down a hallway. You know, the last guy that told everybody what an asshole I was, remember Bob Eisenberg with that bad hairpiece? Here's Davey. Hello. Okay. Here's a mobile implantation. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Neil?
Okay.
Is this Todd Dreck, or is he a salesperson there?
A sales hold, yeah.
So just like, how many salespeople do you have at your station?
284.
Really?
They brought a new guy in this morning. We got more salespeople running around here. If you bump into anybody in the hall, you know, almost a sure thing they're a sales hole.
Is there a guy, Sam Ida, still work for you?
No, he don't work for. He never worked for this station.
Not for that station? Is this probably the best group of people you ever had, or not really?
No.
Bad?
This group of salespeople?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We got like two or three who are real salespeople, and the rest of them are, I don't know what they are. They're friends of Gary Sarner.
Huh. Well, best of luck to you.
And?
I'll see you.
And have a great day. Okay, lines are ringing here, but George is talking to some bozo on the phone there, so I have no idea what's going on here. Fine, so are we throwing in the towel here? Make way for Mandich hourly?
Somebody for Jim Mandich.
Somebody for Jim Mandich? See, between the phone calls that come in for the sports holes and the faxes that come in here, including the one about Depot that's making 50 grand for doing some speaking appearance, 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how's it going?
Okay.
Got a couple things for you. First of all, I'm an atheist, and that whatever Doherty lady or girl is, amen to her for actually printing her name.
Mm-hmm.
And B, you're going after the CD burner. Haven't you considered the mini disc yet?
No, because anybody have a mini disc player in their car?
Yeah, they make them. You just have one installed.
But I don't want to have one installed. Why should I want to do that when I already got a great CD deck in my car?
Ah, well, because, I don't know, just an idea. They're half the size.
Well,
I
got two of them sitting right here to my left. Maybe I'll just steal one of these.
There you go.
Oh, these are pretty crappy. These are real bad Sony, cheap Sonys.
What, the mini disc players?
Yeah.
You've got one there? Damn.
I got two of them.
Damn. Well, you can always,
Okay. 567-0560, #560. Well, you can always...
Yes, you can.
#560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Play Jelly Roll.
Yeah, okay. Play with yourself. Oh, he's already started. Here's a Lady Mobile in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to commend Molly for her letter. That was great.
Holly with an H.
Holly,
I'm guiding light. Holly.
I am not an atheist, but there is this little known thing called separation of church and state.
Yeah.
Which we should uphold. And as far as yesterday's show, please keep playing My Anus.
Okay, you like My Anus.
I love it.
Okay, thank you. That's our poll question, by the way. Everybody out there love My Anus. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. 1256 at 560 WQM. Now, we got a little bit of a problem. My good friends at Culligan say that they love me, Chris, and all those other people that were at my home the other day, and they installed a great one of those reverse osmosis systems under my sink, and the drinking water is fantastic, and the water that's coming through my shower is silky and soft because they also put a water softener outside, and we got all the Culligan water coming in here, the bottled water here at the station, and everybody loves it. And I thought everything was wonderful. And Todd Dreck came in here on Monday and said, how did that go? I said they showed up. It was great. The system is fantastic. Everybody's happy. He said, oh, it was a great spot you did. The spot. Didn't he say that when he was in here? Todd Dreck, that's what he said. It was great. Then come to find out that Todd Dreck is running up and down the hallways here at QAM telling everybody that Culligan hasn't had one phone call yet and I'm a piece of crap and I'm weird and this and that because for some reason he inherited this account. I have no idea. He's got 25 different advertising agencies. This is what happens when you get ad agency people in the middle. You get a psychotic sales guy in the middle. Meantime, the Culligan people are great. They're the best in the business. They've been around in town for over 50 years. So if you want to install a permanent system in your home, there's nobody else in the world you want to do business with because these people aren't here today, gone tomorrow. They've been here, like I said, over 50 years. They'll be here forever. So you can't get better drinking water anywhere in the world than you can from a Culligan home system. And also for your office right now, they got a special. They got a special introductory offer. You get 3 5-gallon bottles of Culligan bottled water and a free cooler rental for 30 days. All you have to do is call Culligan right now for details at a very difficult toll-free number, by the way. But here it is. Write it down, please. Please, let's have one phone call to Culligan so Todd Dreck can stop running up and down the hall telling everybody that I'm a piece of crap. Call toll-free Culligan. What? That's what it is. I feel very bad, don't I? Don't I look very bad? 1-877-222-7873. That's 1-877-222-7873 for the Culligan man. Nobody does it better for you, okay? Here's that number once more because it's a tough number. 1-877-222-7873. 7873 for the Culligan Man. And when you call, be sure and tell him Todd Dreck, he's an asshole.
This.
UQAM, my alley.
Oh.
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
My anus. My anus.
Oh.
My anus. 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 My anus.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Y'all like cutting little stinkers?
Uh-huh.
That funny little sound that comes right out your sphincter? Want to copy me and do exactly like I do? Get paid for writing little songs about boo-boo? My brain's all gone. I'm trying to get my groove on, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I'm going to fart on. And Dr. Dre asked,
yo, man, did you pass gas?
Hell no.
Why do I smell ass? Can you low class?
Well, since age 12, it seemed like I always smelled. I thought ripping gases and tooting was pretty swell. I got pissed off when I took my jeans off and farted so hard it turned my underwear backwards like crisscross. And every night I'm like, oh, dinner last. Then fart out my ass faster than a fat bitch who ate too fast. Smell this, honey.
Yo, dude, wait a minute. That's my girl, cuz.
I don't give a f***. God sent me to stink the world up. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus.
My English teacher wanted me kicked out back in junior high. Said the problem was something crawled up my ass and died. I shot him in the face with my vapor. The worst happened later when I covered his desk with used toilet paper. Walked in the strip club, my intestines were filled up. Moved the bartender, took a dump in a tip cup. Went over to a dancer, had a buck in a garter. She lifted her leg up, and I knew she was a farter. 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom got more gas than I do.
Oh,
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about strange noises made on the crapper. You know you blew dirt when the women rush to leave. You try to hold it back, but your butt needed relief. This guy at White Castle said it was pretty cool. But I had to go. Go drop the kids off at the pool.
My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus, my anus, my anus, smells funky. My anus, my anus, my anus, smells funky.
Hey, George, this is Robert. I'm flying in and out of town all the time on business or whatever. I was looking for a good sports talk radio station and happened to find Neil Rogers. To be honest with you, pathetic. Very pathetic. And this guy is, I mean, if this is all you got on sports talk radio, it is horrible. So I'd definitely try to find somebody better, that's for sure. And his whole GD thing and everything else, just tell him one day we'll all face the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Have a great day.
Face the wall. We'll all face the wall someday. That the reason I played that, I was thinking about that yesterday, or maybe I was shaving this morning thinking about that guy. Here's a guy who's such a schmuck, he's looking for an all-sports station, which we know about the sports nerds, okay, what a bunch of lifeless dickheads they are. And then one day we'll all have to face the Lord. Stop and think about how ridiculous that is. We're going to face the Lord. And what is he going to say?
Ew, God!
You know? Well, what does that mean? What kind of simpletons utter such garbage, such swill, such nonsense? Such meaningless tripe. Huh? This country where people just say things because, number one, they've been brainwashed, and number two, they sound good. These are the things you're expected to say, all of these things. One day we'll all have to face the Lord. And then if we're really good, and they let us into that big, wonderful place up there, as opposed to down there, up there, and we can all say, oh, God, you're good. Oh, God, you're good. Forever and ever. Not just for a couple of hours, not but forever. Oh, God, you're good. What now? And I just keep saying it. Oh, well, yeah, but...
Hey, it'll be fun.
How about lunch? No, come on. Oh, God, you're good. Okay, oh, God, you're good. Some of your diseases ain't too good. Come on. Don't, start, whatever, diverting from the script. 567-0560, #560 on a mobile one line. I mean, if there was a God, would we have Todd Dreck?
No.
That's simple. That's an easy test. Here's a mobile in Sunrise. Hello.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Okay, sir.
Good. Are you in the horse racing at all?
No.
No, not at all. Just wondering, because most of the guys on here don't know how to pick the horses.
Well, how about picking this, okay? Yeah. little finger on the left hand is usually works like a charm. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. We will be talking to Dave Johnson on Friday, though, because the Preakness is coming up Saturday, and it's always a good time. I have no idea even who's running. I do know Charismatic ain't going to win the Preakness, I can tell you that. Who else is running? I'll find out between now and then. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, I wanted to tell you something. My mom makes gefilte fish.
Yeah.
She makes a really crappy gefilte fish, but it's still gefilte fish, and I don't go buy it at the goddamn Publix.
Why not?
Well,
why do you want to eat crappy
gefilte
fish? Oh, okay, good. 5670560, #560 on a Mobile One line. Sounded like a goy to me. Here's Delray Beach. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes,
how
sir?
About my Pittsburgh Penguins, huh?
What about them?
Don't you love them? I love when
no,
a
I don't.
Canadian team gets
yeah,
them.
Yeah, this is the same guy that was his Philadelphia Flyers 2 weeks ago. Now it's his Pittsburgh Penguins. How about his...
Rectum.
Yeah. I think we just saw it. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Guess what, pal? We lost the game last night. Meh, our life goes on. Don't complain about a greasy goal that never went over the line. We don't complain. We just move on with life. We're not a bunch of little crybabies. Here's Pompano. Hello.
Good afternoon, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Go Leafs, go.
Right.
I'm not going to complain about the fact that they got screwed last night.
No, we're not.
Okay, but I heard somebody calling you and suggesting you get a mini disc player.
Yeah.
Trust me when I tell you, I work in the business. In the hi-fi business, the fidelity is not there. All it has is convenience.
Yeah.
CDs sound much, much better.
Yeah, well, I don't use it for music in here. I use it for, like, these hockey bits or some
yeah,
other
exactly.
stuff. But I would never play music off of it.
Exactly. That's what they're good for.
Right.
See ya.
Okay, God
Bye.
Bless you. 5, 6, 7. We got 200 open lines here today. I'll tell you one thing. It's been a real eye opener to me. We got about 3 or 4 people out there with an IQ like you and me and Holly, and that's about it. And the rest of the Martinets. We got the God Squad out there. We have the God Squad listening to this show. Hallelujah, baby. Let's say a prayer. Let's say a brucha. Baruch atah Adonai and hallowed be thy name and the Hail Mary and Holy Mother, et cetera, and so on. Whichever one you like. Holy moly. How sad that is. Everybody wants to be a sheep. Everybody wants to just line up like a lemming, waiting for Star Wars, waiting for the release of the Ricky Martin CD, you know, all that. Oh, God. Oh, come on, Ricky. Oh, please. 5670560, #560 on a Mobile One line. Another desperate day here at the ranch. A desperate day. And where the hell is Boca Bryan already with my burner? This has become the biggest goddamn project of my life. Something that should be so simple. You know what it's like? It's like if you were window shopping in a mall and you saw something, you saw like a lamp in the window of a store and it had a price tag on it of like $200. And you walked in and you said, God, I love that lamp in the window. Here's $200 cash. And they said, no, you can't have it. And you said, why? It's there. Well, we just decided we just don't want to sell it to you. The boss don't feel it. He got up on the wrong side of bed this morning. You're not getting it. Yeah, but I love that. Sorry, you lose. Have you ever tried to talk about getting a runaround to get money from a bank or a big lending institution? They give you a song and a dance. Man, they make your life miserable. They give you a third degree and a fourth degree. It's unbelievable the ringer that they put you through. So if you're sick and tired of getting treated like that, and especially if you're one of those people that may not have the greatest credit in the world, you want to talk to real people. Mike R.
Neil God. There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature. She sat on the grass. She pulled up her dress and she showed them her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children so they would not spit. While the boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from yesterday's hunt. While the girl in the meadow was rubbing her eyes at the fellow down by the dock. He looked like a man with a sizable home in the country with a big fence out front.
Yeah.
If he asked her politely, she'd show him her little pet dog who was subject to fits. And maybe she'd let him grab hold of her small tender hands with a movement so quick.
And then she'd bend over and suck on his candy so tasty, made of butterscotch. And then he'd spread whipped cream all over her cookie that she had left out on her shelf. If you think this is dirty, you can go yourself.
115 at 560 WQM. So the water Nazi was screaming at whom, will you tell me? The water Nazi was screaming hysterically and bitching and chewing out
Todd. He's an asshole.
Yeah. How do you like that? Always like that, water Nazi.
Yell it.
5670 5. Oh, speaking of water, 5670 560 #560 on a mobile one line here on a very weak Wednesday. You're weak. We're strong on this end, baby. Just ask what's his name, that slimeball, Peter Schmendrick. Peter Leonard.
Smoking.
Yeah, we're smoking over here. That's why we got the incense burning.
And people are poking their head in the
room. On.
What is it?
Is there a fire in here?
Did he? Is that why he? Who was that, by the way?
Oh, what was that punk? I think Zog.
What is it?
Zog.
Zog? Zog? From Power 96? How did I know he's from Power 96 if his name is Zog? Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Yeah, hello, Neil. How are you doing?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, it's nice listening to you. The one question I would like to ask you is why you always like to badmouth the religion people?
What is
no
it?
Matter what, no matter
oh, you're
what
the same jackass that called me 2 days ago. Okay, get a life, pal, okay? Go see the witch doctor. Go see David Seville and the witch doctor. 5670560, #560 on a mobile one line. And they all got the same line. Have they got it written down? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
They got it written down like Mike Spindell used to have his show open. Good evening, this is Mike Spindell. My name is, my anus, whatever he was doing. Because I want to tell the truth here, pal. I want to have one show on here in the world where somebody tells it about reality instead of fairy tales and Bubba Mises and witch doctors and strangling chickens on a front lawn, okay? That's what I want to talk about. And let me say it again. I'm Holly Doherty and Sunrise. Now that I'm doing the show today and I realize how few of us there are that have the cones to me to tell it like it is, you deserve like a medal. Because all these other people are a bunch of lemmings, a bunch of sheep, just like this last chicken strangler that we had on the phone here. He's probably choking it right now. Here's a Delray Beach. Hello.
It's Nigger Neil on 560 QAM.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I would like to commend Holly, too, because I was forced. I had that crap forced on me all my life, man. My mom used to take me to church every Sunday. Listen
crap.
To this. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. It's just, you know,
how many times do you have to go before you're safe? How many Hail Marys do you have to go before you're sure you're going to get forgiven?
Oh, but God, listen, though. I finally, when I hit my 20s, and I sat down one day and opened the Bible, and I can't get past the first page.
Right. First couple of pages, it'll tell you right there it's a bunch of man.
No, I'll tell
crap.
You, in the King James Version, I would beg everybody out there to read the first freaking 10 paragraphs, and you're going to go, what the hell is this crap?
Yeah, right.
And, you know. And can I call somebody a douchebag?
Bunch of bigoted, nasty, narrow-minded crap written by bigoted, nasty, narrow-minded people. Go ahead.
Oh,
sir.
And hateful. And
yes,
hateful.
Hateful and
hate
all kinds of killing and begetting and all kinds of crap.
God, I just want to call two people a douchebag.
Go ahead, fast.
All right, Dave and Bob at IHH Douchebag.
Okay, especially that Dave from Pompano that called before. God, he must be related to Todd Dreck. 5670560, #560 on a mobile one line. Let me say it again. We love the water Nazi. We love Fat Boy. And we couldn't have done it without Todd Dreck, who kind of turned the whole thing around. Just like I could never have adopted this fantastic attitude about this great workplace without Gildy. Now, really, you got to understand, sometimes it's like people who claim to have a religious experience, you know. That's what I had. It had nothing to do with the Bubba Mises, with the organized religion. It just had to do with the whole philosophy of life. How can you complain and bellyache when they pay you a lot of money and they just leave you alone and they stay out of your hair and they let everybody do whatever the hell they want and everybody thinks they run the place and, they, you know, it's fine. And it seems to be working okay. In spite of the fact that we got to keep selling all those cheap spots like Footy says over there in Y100. Oh, brother. See, why can't Todd Rec go over and sell a Footy show? Huh? They deserve each other. That's a match made in purgatory, in limbo. Here's a lady mobile in Sunrise. Hello.
Hello, Uncle Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, yes. Can you hear me okay? It's about ready to rain pitchforks and nigger babies over here.
Pitchforks and nigger babies?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means very, very hard rain. It's a Midwestern term.
Or is that like nigger toes?
No, yeah, the nuts.
Right.
Yeah, pitchforks and nigger babies.
Okay, you said it
anyway,
once.
Anyway, no, I wanted to say, even as a child, I was... very, I didn't get it. You know, I had to go to Catholic school.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't take it seriously. I took my confirmation name from Bewitched because I love Samantha.
Yeah.
And, you know, that type of thing. I don't know. You know, I've read a little bit about Edgar Casey is probably the closest thing that I thought was a little more
pseudo-intellectual crap.
Well, it probably, you
mm-hmm.
know, but I don't.
Bubba
I kind of got into it a little bit, but still, it's I know what you mean, and I.
Okay. Well, be sure and say hi to Shirley MacLaine. Okay, 5670560 #560 on the Mobile One line. Here's a Mobile in North Miami. Hit it again. There it is. Mobile in North Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
I was just heading east on the Palmetto.
Yes.
And sure enough, what do I go by? Sam Ash on the Palmetto. Not
on the Palmetto?
Yeah.
I thought it was in Margate.
Well, I just drove by one on the Palmetto, getting close to like 27th.
Yeah.
And not a car in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
Two blocks down the street is Brands Mart. Must have been 300 cars in the parking lot.
Oh!
So they better get their stuff together.
Their stuff, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And also, on the way home today,
yes,
it looks like the end of the world on your way home, man. I was up on Ives Dairy in 95.
Oh, it's not the Nigger Babies coming down, is it?
It's blacker than you could ever imagine.
Oh, my God. No wonder she said that.
The blackish part.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the good news. See, I told you that.
Oh, God.
I was pissed off and fired up. I told you that. I had my own rebirth and reawakening this morning. I thought it was guilty. It was really.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Because when Neil God gets pissed off, baby, all of a sudden it gets real Finster and Schwartz out there. 5670560. That's the law firm, ain't it? Finster and Schwartz. And #560 on a Mobile One line here on a really enjoyable Wednesday. I'm having a good time. We had a nice free lunch from Pizza Loft. Maybe I'm getting my CD burner today, which I didn't think was going to be this big of a song and a dance. I thought it was going to be like falling off a log, you know. See, the good people, like our friend, although he used to be our friend, Sal Falcone, that brought all that Soli water right to my home.
He's out of town until the end of this week.
Okay, but he's our friend. He came right to the house. I expected some schlepper, you know, to come to the house.
By the way, I took that olive oil. I don't know if you noticed.
I have an equal one just like that in my house. In fact, I'm going to start drinking it right out of the can every day.
Oh, you drink it?
And smear it on my feet. Here's a Hialeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil. My wife's parents are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oi!
And her father fell off a ladder about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And part of their religion says no blood transfusion.
Right.
So I want to he passed away last week
mm-hmm.
due to loss of blood.
Oi!
And I want to know from the Jehovah's Witnesses, what's the bigger sin, murder or no blood transfusion?
Right.
Because they knew that he needed blood,
mm-hmm.
but they wouldn't give it to him. So
how come Dr. Jack is in jail, but this guy was walking around free? Oh, I guess he's not anymore.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what kind of religion is based on ignorance? I think
the word crazy is what you're looking for,
yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. Have you heard about the MP3 files?
Yeah.
Can you record one of those MP3s on your CDs?
Oh, I haven't got any idea. I don't know. See, I don't have the MP3 yet. That's another thing I'm looking for, but the last thing I need is to start looking for another thing right now.
Well, the MP3s are free. They're free off the Internet.
Right.
And the player is free. The recorders are free.
Right.
And, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but can you... Let's say, for example, there are all these websites on the Internet where you can listen to music from all over the world.
Right.
Now, if you have an MP3, can you download onto it and then record it onto another, like on a CD?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You can do that?
Yeah, you got free music. No more buying CDs or buying records.
All right. Great.
Yeah, and they got, like, news groups set up for different versions of different types of MP3s.
All right. Excellent. That'll be next.
All right.
Thanks.
Later.
There you go. See, we're going to get around all of this, and then, of course, I can start, I'm going to be making 5,000 copies of the Backstreet Boys' new album. What's wrong with that? Huh? It's just a joke, okay? It's just a joke. We're not going to be pirating CDs and stuff like that, are we?
Yeah.
No, we're not. 5, 6, 7, that every one of it, when when I'm so worked up about that goddamn Todd Dreck. Ruined my whole day. I was on top of the world. I felt like Karen Carpenter, figuratively speaking. Now I feel like her literally speaking because of him. But when VCRs first came out, it was the same thing. Oh, my God, they're going to be pirating movies and making copies. And remember, they used to have the special coding and all, which they still do, I guess, in some cases. And then we figured out how you get around that, and you can still make copies of movies all you want. And people were pirating movies. And you know something? The actual number of those and the amount of it, it doesn't amount to a pee hole in the snow, as somebody I know would say. It amounts to nothing. So what's the big deal? What are they getting all worked up about? Is Tracy Neely, by the way, getting me the Millennium album by the Backstreet Boys?
She hasn't called me back yet.
Well, where the hell is it, Tracy? God damn it. It's coming out in 5 days, and I should have it first before anybody else for my good friend, what's his name, up there in Orlando, Big Daddy, whatever his name is.
Big Papa.
Big Papa. What's his name?
Louis Pearlman.
Louis Pearlman. Probably knows Bob Pearlman. 567-0560. I hope he loans him some money. And #560 on a mobile one line. One
push. Tomorrow.
Hi there. Bothered by those pesky religious fanatics?
Excuse me, have you made peace with the ultimate supreme being?
Leave me alone!
Yes, you could try blowing them up.
Pardon me, sir, but did you know that your immortal soul is in danger of all?
But think of the mess, not to mention those legal fees. That's why we at Lingam Labs have developed Jehovah Way, the clean, simple way to rid yourself of those annoying acolytes.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible...
Knock it off!
Hey, where are we?
What are we doing here?
Oh, man, I gotta get a light.
Me too.
Yes, Jehovah Way, proven safe and effective. And for those annoying encounters at the airport, it's new travel-sized Jehovah Way.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Oh, hey, where did I get these stupid clothes? And where's my hair? My hair! Yes, Jehovah Way, the little spray that keeps fanatics away. Look for it in the pest control section of your local hardware store.
1:30 at 560 WQM. Jim Mandish for Hank at 2 o'clock. Kimbo Camper at 6. Marlin Baseball at 10 o'clock tonight. So it's raining evidently Negro babies up in Broward is what the facts I got just said. Raining cats and dogs. I could turn on a weather channel, the only problem being that here on the small dish, we only get the generic one, so it doesn't show the local forecast. But it's like the end of the world out there. How do you like that? Because he works in mysterious ways, you know. 567-0560, #560 on the mobile one line. So you didn't tell the people from Power 96 that we were burning a real good one here before, and that's why you lit up the incense? They don't know. How's anybody going to know, yeah? It's like that first day Bluff came in here, you know, that cigar, this is a no-smoking environment. Yeah, smoke this. I heard that there was a lot of smoking going on yesterday when I left after I handed out those porno pictures we got in that box. Here's North Miami Beach. Hello. North
Hello,
Miami
Neil.
Beach, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hi, buddy. I just hearing you talking about religion, and many times when I call, you point out how I just sound like I'm smoking some kind of weed, so I just want to point out that I am, and at the beginning of the conversation, mm-hmm. So you don't insult me with it. Next thing I want to talk about is religion. Neil?
I'm listening. I'm waiting for you to say something.
I'm sorry. I'm such an asshole. I apologize.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, I wanted to point out to you that you know, that in the Judeo-Christian faith, masturbation is equal to murder, you know? So that's the thing that drove me away from religion because...
That's the thing that drove you away from masturbation?
No, from religion.
Oh,
definitely
okay.
Drove me toward masturbation. And the whole thing comes down to if you waste semen in some kind of way,
right.
That might cut down on the amount of children born and the
that's
amount
right.
of income.
That's right, so you can't spill that semen on the soil, that's right,
exactly.
Or on the front seat of your car.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. So that's the whole thing. The whole key is fluid management.
Right, that's it.
That's the whole religion. And another point I want to make about...
Just view your penis like a fine automobile. Make sure you have your fluids checked at all times.
Right. Another point I want to make
about...
Here's
Boca Bryan with my CD burner, by the way.
Oh!
Here's that asshole Boca Bryan. Yes, sir, go ahead.
About the Jewish religion.
Yeah.
The whole thing about the kosher food, it's like the Jews have been teaching brand loyalty for 5,000 years.
Yeah.
And like everyone wonders why they have so much money.
Yeah, but we're still buying from the Goyim. Okay, God bless you, sir.
Take care, buddy.
And Gesundheit. Okay, here's Boca Bryan just walked in with a box. And guess what? We're going to stick his ass in there before the day is out. It's all your fault. And what timing, too, because look at the facts I just got. Look where it's from. Sam Ashhole.
Hey, it smells.
Yeah, it smells. No, that's the incense. It's a, look at the handwriting. It looks like a 2-year-old child wrote this. From Sam Ashdores. Dear Neil, I sincerely apologize for the misunderstanding regarding your CD player / recorder. It is on its way. Boca Bryan promised you delivery of the unit without first connecting it, us, without first consulting us. We appreciate your business and hope we can be of service to you in the future. Without consulting us? Didn't he call in yesterday?
He said that's BS.
Didn't I speak to the guy yesterday?
Yes.
Am I
spoke
dreaming?
To the guy all day yesterday, all day today.
Right. But now this Mel, who's trying to save his job up there, which we hope he don't get into too much trouble, although we don't really care. But, I mean, He's blaming it on Boca Bryan. It's his fault when Boca Bryan's trying to drum up some business for you. See, you just don't understand it. I got Appliance TV Depot, which is a fine sponsor of ours, which didn't happen to have the particular unit I want, or I would never have dreamed of buying it anyplace else. And then we got BrandsMart up the street. We got Best Buy. We got Worst Buy. We got everybody and their brother-in-law's got these goddamn things now. And poor Boca Bryan faxes me yesterday immediately as soon as he heard me talking about wanting one of these damn things, and it turns me out of Sam Ash. Trying to drum up some business, giving you guys a free plug on here. You've had 5,000 plugs. Unfortunately, the last 4,980 of them haven't been too good.
And he was the one that told me that if I give him the credit card number, he would take care of the whole thing.
Right.
That turned out to be wrong.
And then they tear that thing up. They probably bought a couple of trips to Aruba with my credit card number up there. I'm calling all the airlines and telling them if anybody from Sam Ash has made any airline reservations in the last 2 hours, cancel it. And here's poor Boca Bryan in there who's already depressed and manic and psychotic. And he's standing there like holding up against the wall, like the wall has come tumbling down like Jericho.
Just walk it off.
Yeah, just calm down. Just take a deep breath, okay? You'll feel better. I got your check here anyway. Here you go. And he still don't feel better. And does the word suicide ring a bell?
Yes.
Wow. All right, let's not pick on that Mel guy, okay?
Idiotic.
Let's not pick on him, because he said it's all Brian's fault, Boca. Maybe we can inspire the Boca-hating guy to call in today, too. Oh, God, this is, I don't know whether this is fun or, I don't know. I'll let you know as soon as I find out how that thing works. Now, what's the story with that thing? Do I have to hook that up to my amplifier or what? Or is that like a free, how does that thing, let's take a puke at
it. It'll probably have to be hooked up to the amplifier.
Yeah.
Easy.
Oh, I know it's easy. Hey, listen, I'm a whiz at that. That's about the only thing in the world I can do is hook up all kinds of electronic crap. I'm great at that.
It's like a CD player, but
right,
it also records.
So I'll just take that crappy turntable of mine out of there and stick this in there. Or maybe I'll just take my CD unit out of there. What the hell do I need that? That's a great idea.
This is a, this does the same thing, so.
Because I'll just stick that in there and I'll put my CD player someplace else. Like maybe up Brian's...
Rectum.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Everybody stop picking on poor Boca Bryan, all right? He put his glasses on. That means he's serious now. Welcome to South Florida, ladies and gentlemen. You want to buy something? The answer is
no.
You want to give us some money?
No.
No. You want to do business with us?
No.
567-0560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. I tell you, let's have Todd Dreck call on those people. Maybe he can get them on the air. Match made in heaven.
On whose show?
Match made in limbo.
You depress me.
Wait till you hear this story.
Say I'm right and then you always second guess me. Oh, what a letdown. You call my hand before I even get my bet down. And when I'm always on the main, you seem to get a bad headache. Oh, and you depress me. So why am I in love with you? Oh, in a kitchen, you never saw a three-course meal so with your vision. When there's trouble, I can count on you to lead me on the dock. When I see you, I fall in love. So why am I covered with God? Oh, and you depress me.
So here's the deal. We got the box, and we don't have any discs. $635 later, I got a nice Philips unit here. I got my unit. Are there any discs in there?
No.
Even like one?
No.
No. But I do have a fax from the Miami, Florida Cat fans. You're celebrating 60 years, thanking me for mentioning their cat show on here. I'm glad that your listeners will be able to enjoy the tickets, and they'd like to offer us more tickets so that they can, we can share them with our listeners.
No.
How do you like that? They must be listening very carefully. Okay, we've got 150 open lines right now. I guess everybody out there is drowning. Must be Noah got started all over again. God got pissed off. 5670560, pound 560 on a mobile one line. So $635 later, with tax, of course, I've got this nice Philips unit here, this CD burner, player, recorder, without one single CD or disc in there, or any other kind of disc. Now, what am I going to do with that? Okay. Here's Dania. Hello, I guess I'll have to go out in the pouring rain, schlepping around looking for discs now. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
Larry Storch. That last week someone mentioned F Troop on your show.
Yeah.
And I think it was Larry Storch was the guy you're trying to think of, the guy's name who's on it with the hat flipped up. Anyway.
I wasn't trying to think of it. I never watched that.
I don't know.
I never saw it once in my life.
Anyways, that you slam dunked that lady great with the cat tickets. That was beautiful. Listen, in August I'm going to take my wife to Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And I heard you mention Cologne, Germany.
Right.
I'm planning to do the train ride. But if there was a three things you must do or see, what would be the three quick things you must do or see there?
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, the place to go. Never been there before. Just sort of something.
To Amsterdam? It all depends on what you want, what you're going there for. I mean,
well, I'm visiting a friend who came over here.
Well, if you're visiting a friend, he'll know you, and he'll know the three things you want to go and do and who you want to do.
Okay. But I understand it's a good time there.
It's a great time. Amsterdam's the best.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Neil. Great show.
Have a great time.
Bye.
You will. Yeah, if there were three at McDonald's you wanted to go to, well, there's one there on the dam rack right down there by the damn square. 5670560, right next to the pot change place. And pound 560 on the mobile one line. We got Jim Mad Dog Mandich.
Yes!
2 o'clock for Hank Goldberg today. Hank's up at the Preakness in Baltimore for the next 20 or 30 days. And then we got Kimbo Wohlkamper at 6. What now? What am I missing out? What is he doing?
Nothing. Just trying to get you some discs.
The project continues. I mean, what's the point of having this? I'm not going to have any discs.
Oh, it looks nice.
What, in the box?
If you
would look good in a box
stop.
Too, by the way, you know, Brian, I'm just trying to size up what size of a box we would need for him.
3x5.
Here's a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
Second biggest Maple Leaf fan in Florida behind you.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank Kerry Frazier, that Ronald McDonald wannabe.
Yeah, well, it's all over, sir. We're not the real Maple Leaf fans. Don't cry and whine. You know, it's one of those things. We had the lead three times and we blew it, and we deserve to lose the game. You don't keep letting the defenseman walk right into within 8 feet of the net. You don't stand there like Caballo watching Yuri Slager walk right in. You have to play some defense to win in the Stanley Cup Finals. You can't wait for the goal judge or the referee. You have to win a game on your own. We had the game won and we blew it, and it's as simple as that. 5-6-7. See, I'm trying to teach you how to be a real fan, not to be a crybaby. 5-6-7-0-5-60, pound 560 on the mobile one line. They showed a replay 75,000 times. The puck still didn't go in the net yet, but you know what? We still blew the lead three different times and lost the game in the late stages. You got to learn to play defense if you're going to win in the Stanley Cup. Here's a mobile in Delray Beach. Hello.
Hey, God.
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
Okay.
Hey, Did you happen to get your important programming letter from DirecTV yesterday?
No.
Now they're going to take NBC, all of them off now.
Yeah, I don't have any of those on DirecTV anyway.
Yeah, I know. I still had the NBC, but now they're saying they're taking that off. And they gave me some stupid little letter to make copies so I could send off to the GMs at all the local.
Yeah, well, don't waste your time.
Yeah,
don't
right?
waste the stamp, the postage.
Hey, you're pretty good at hooking up electronics, huh?
Yeah.
That is the worst, man. I got like a big bird's nest behind my TV. I can't figure out anything.
Well, I'm an expert.
I'm sure at everything. So.
Okay, and have a great day. And get some material. 5670560, pound 560 on a mobile one line. Where are we going? Is there one that says I pray? Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello. Mobile in Miami. Gone. Long gone. Let's try a mobile in Naples. Hello.
Not a mobile, Neil.
Here, somebody stationary in Naples.
I'm not an atheist, but I do share your view about the organized religion. I think it's nothing but something to sedate the masses and control them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, have you ever seen any of the pictures of the telescope, the Hubble telescope?
Yeah.
And seeing how vast the universe is?
Right.
I'm wondering how these people that follow religious, you know, the standardized religions can think that they have some sort of a concept of God when we can't even see past the edge of our own universe.
Well, you know, all you have to do, which I've been doing for 23 years in this town, is ask people what God is, and then you realize they don't have any concept of what it is. It's just a word. They've been brainwashed with it. They're terrified like crap of death, and that's what it's all about. There's nothing more to it than that.
I think it's a lousy word because it brings to mind so many negative connotations, especially, you know, the guy sitting on a marble throne with a long white beard.
Yeah.
That's just so totally ridiculous.
God
damn it.
Yeah.
How could you possibly stick God in any book or any philosophy? You know, this thing that created this universe cannot be held down to one point or one thought. I mean, George said it the other day about, I jumped a little bit here, but I feel that the other side of the coin, being an atheist, is almost as ridiculous as saying there is a God.
Why is that?
Because you can't prove it, and neither can they.
See, you don't have to prove something when you're not the one that brought forth the hypothesis. See, that you've got it backwards.
No.
If I say to you there's little green men on Mars, you don't have to prove to me that there aren't. So it's not incumbent upon the atheist or anybody else, other non-believer, to prove there is no God. If you want to tell me there's a God, prove it, okay? I'm still waiting. 567-0560, #560 on a mobile one line. I mean, anybody with any common sense knows that this is all a bunch of man-made garbage. All I got to do is read this swill. The sexist, racist, horrendous, grotesque swill written by a bunch of bigoted old men thousands of years ago. Oh, yeah, but the good book says, yeah, okay, whatever you say. How about Daniel and the Lions then? It's 11 before 2 at 560. Of course, you know, that's our poll for tomorrow, by the way. See, that's the good thing about this MP3 thing now on a computer. I was saying to George before during the break is that a lot of guys will be able to download all kinds of music that they're terrified to buy in the music store because they don't want anybody to see them buying Elton John records. No, seriously. I mean, if you ask most straight guys, do they like Elton John, they will tell you, oh, that faggot. I would never listen to Elton John. Now, I got news for you. As many records as he sold over the years, if only faggots listen to his music, there must be a hell of a lot of us.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, right. So you don't like Elton John?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
like Elton John a lot.
I can understand straight guys don't want to hear the bitches back too many times, you know. But other than that. No, see, I like disco. That's another thing. Oh, that's fag music. Okay, yeah. That's what Volker Bryan said. 10 before 2 at 560 WQM. Let me tell